Yesterday we discussed the Gemara and Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, when the Shliach Mahalacha gives his Haggadah Seidus, Ufan Enechem, he has to say it in the presence of a Bezin of three. We discussed why the Psak and the Get can really be taken care of by a Tamachach. You don't need a Bezin of 71, you don't need a Bezin of 23, you don't need a Bezin of three. Any Tamachach who knows Eben Ezra can paskin. So why should you need Kabbalah Seidus Lifnei Tri? So it sounds from the Gemara that it's a separate din. That's what the Beis Shmuel says about Heter Agunis, that the Kabbalah Seidus, Heter Agunis, even though the Pesach can be issued by a Chocham Yechidi, but the Kabbalah Seidus needs a Bez Nafri. So the Gemara says, in principle, he has to say Bifnei Kama Nos Nalo on the fourth line from the top, and Gimel Amud Aleph. So in principle, they both agree you have to give, he has to say Bifan Anechdom in the presence of three, it's Kabbalah Seidus. But the machlekes amarayim is maybe I should say eight nasadayin. The din is that on a din deraisa ain eight nasadayin, and a din derabanan eight nasadayin. So over here the din should really be that eight nasadayin. So the Gemara says that since sometimes a woman can bring the get, kroivim can bring the get, bidu shliach lo ilocha, and a woman and kroivim are not kosher to serve as members of a bezin. So maybe we made a loy plug rabbanim. We should never allow eight nasadayin in this situation. So we normally have a din, and a din deraisa, then eight nasadayin. So just this morning we were discussing in the Beis Medrash, it's important to notice the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, has a famous shtickle Tosfos, but they say that rule, eight nasadayin, only applies if he's an eight hameid. If he already gave Haggadah Seidus, if he's only an eight haraya, he watched something, he saw something, but he didn't testify in Bezin, then the rule of Ein Eid Nasadayin doesn't apply. That's the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. The original source of Ein Eid Nasadayin on the Din Darais is the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Ra'uhu Shloisha V'heim Bezin. The Bezin of three. The three Rabbonim who were appointed to be Mekabel Eidus on Kiddush Acheres. So they're sitting, they're walking at night and they see the moon. So what do they have to be Mekabalatus from other people? They themselves saw the moon. So the Gemara says, let two of them testify in the presence of the third one. And v'yashivish naim mechavreim etzel ha-yochid, you have to have a bezin of three, the Kiddush HaChodesh. So let two of the three dayanim, three talmid ha-chachamim saw the new moon. So they don't have to come on to have other eidim testify, they themselves can testify. So you only need two eidim. So let two of them testify in the presence of the third one. Let them get another two chaveirim of theirs who didn't see the moon. They'll be mitzarf with the yochid who did see the moon. That'll be the bezin of three. And the two will testify in the presence of the other three. Why can't they give the Haggadah Seidus? Then they'll turn around to serve as the dayanim on the case. So the Gemara says, because ein eid nasadayin. Since they gave the Haggadah Seidus that they saw the moon, so ein eid nasadayin.
Shouldn't the Gemara Shana? Doesn't seem like Gemara Shon. It sounds like that the one guy, I think Gemara ends that he's not believed himself to say Mekudosh.
Ain't no Yochid name an idea Atzma. Yochid cannot constitute a bezin for Kiddush Acheres. Right. I need three.
But it seems like that he probably ate this by himself.
No, he can't. The Gemara says ain't eight nasadayin by a din deraisa.
He probably ate this.
Can't be Mekabel Eidus. The Gemara says he can't. You have to have the other, they have to have Yeshivish have Shnai Mechavreim Etzla Yochid to be Mekabel Eidus of these two who did see them.
I think it's from Forsh Rashi that he's only, the only two of the people to Lomer Mekudosh. He doesn't say to
Mekabel Eidus. But the Gemara, I don't know about Rashi, but the Gemara understands that you have to have the Shnai and start with the Yochid to make the Bezin for the Kabbalah Seidus also. Because Ein Eid Nasadayin, so they can't serve as part of their bezin for the Kabbalah Seidus.
You need a
bezin for the Kabbalah Seidus.
You need a
bezin, same as Kodesh. You mean a yochid k'mim Kabbalah Seidus,
Kiddush
Acheres?
Yeah.
No, if you need a bezin of three to paskin Kiddush Acheres, so for sure you need a bezin of three for the Kabbalah Seidus. Here you see in our Gemara that even on a heter agunis case, or even on a shaila of a get, whether the get is good, that the psak can be issued by a Talmud Chacham Yechidi if he knows the Shulchan Aruch, since still you need the Kabbalah Seidus b'fnei Shloisha. So for Kiddush HaChodesh we need a Bezna for the psak, so you certainly need a Bezna of three for the Kabbalah Seidus. So the Gemara says there, that's a Din D'Oraisa, so we say, Ein Eid Nasadayin. So how can the third one, Yeshiva Shnei Mechavrei Meitzla Yochid, but the third one also saw the moon? So the answer is, he's only Eid HaRoya. He's not an Eid HaMeid. So Eid HaRoya, that's what Tosfos said. Eid HaRoya is not called an Eid. Only Eid HaMeid, if he actually testified. So that's what the Beis Shmuel, in his commentary on the side of Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, quotes from one of the early Achronim, that our practice is that the wife doesn't walk around with the get. The Bezin who supervised the get takes it back from her. They keep it on their files. And they give her a p'tur. So the p'tur is a ma'isa Bezin. The p'tur is not written midas ha-mischaib. The husband doesn't authorize the writing of the p'tur. The Bezin authorizes that. Whenever you have a shtar ma'isa Bezin, you don't need das ha-mischaib. Fine. So who are the Bezin of three who authorize the writing of the p'tur? So the minig is that you always have the Mesar HaGet, the Talmud Chacham who supervised the get, plus the two Edim. So which two Edim? So the Beis Shmuel quotes from Nachrayim, if the get was written in another city and it was delivered here in the presence of two Edim Mesirah, so since the Edim Mesirah are only Eid HaRoeh, it's not an Eid HaMeid, so since it's not an Eid HaMeid, so the Klal of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan doesn't apply. So the two Edim Mesirah can be mitztaref with the Mesar HaGet to constitute a Bezdin, to authorize the writing of the p'tur. So the woman has a raya, shtar ma'aseh bezdin, that she was divorced properly. So the minhag ha'olam now is, based on that Beis Shmuel, Beis Shmuel quoted a tshuva from Achronim that talked about a case of get was written in another city, and it was delivered here. So the two Edim Mesirah can be mitztarfim, even though you need Edim Mesirah karsi, the two Edim Mesirah can be mitztarf with the Mesar HaGet to constitute a bezdin to write a p'tur. So the minig today is, what if the whole get is done over here? So the minig is that the two Edi Chasima are mitzaref with the rabbi, with the Mesadra get, to constitute a bezin, to authorize the writing of a p'tur. So the Chazanish Taina is that that's a big mistake. He says the Edi Mesire is only Eid HaRoya. So Tosfos said, Tosfos developed all their rayas, that Eid HaRoya doesn't have a shame Eid, only Eid HaMeid. But over here, the Edi Chasima who signed, the minute he give over the get to the Isha, so the Eidi Chasima sign Mipnei Tikkun Ha'olam. What does it mean Tikkun Ha'olam? So the Gemara said, Alam Evav. If the Eidi Mesira will die, or the Mukta Medina Sayyam, so how will a woman prove that she's divorced? So the answer is, have Eidi Chasima sign on the get, and Eidi Chasima will serve, the get will serve as a Shtar Raya. If you only have a get, the Eidi Mesira, it's only good as a shtar kinyan. If you have Eidi Chasima signed, so the get can serve as a shtar raya. So the minute the get is given to the woman, so the Eidi Chasima is considered as if they gave a Haggadah Seidus. That's how Rish Lakish says, Eidi Chasima mal ashtar, nasa kemisha nechgrei dusa mebezin. It means, when the Eidim are signed on the shtar is delivered to the hands of the Baal ashtar. Kozman, the husband has the get. Let's say the husband authorized the Edom to sign a get, and he didn't give it yet to the Isha. Didn't give it, so they don't say, Kila Nechre Dusim Ebezin. But the minute the get is given over to the Isha, or the minute the Loivi gives over the Shtar to the Malve, so now the Eidi Chasima start to give a Haggadah Seidus. So the Chazon Ish Taina, that's an Eid HaMeid. So an Eid HaMeid. Eid HaMeid has to be that he testified in front of Bezin. Here, Eidim Achsimim al Ashtar, and the Shtar is handed over to the Baal Ashtar. It's Nasi Kemishin, Nechrei Dusim Ebezin, has the status like an Eid HaMeid. So that's what the Chazanish is Ma'arer, that the whole minig all over the world, that's the minig. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not the minig. In Eretz Yisrael, they have, the government has a Rabbanut, and the Rabbanut is not Mitzaref, the Eidi Chasima, to serve as members of the Bezin. They have the Rabbanut to salary, so they have three rabbis who supervise every get. So the three rabbis, they have the two people assigned the get are separate, and the three people who are supervising the get are separate. But all over the world, when you don't have the government paying for the rabbis, and you just have one Mesarev get, and the Mitzarev the two Eidi Chasima. So the Chazon Ish Taina is that that's not correct.
When is the Ptur written
after
she gets the get?
After the get is given.
So there aren't Eidi
Mesirah then? The Eidi Chasima serve as the Eidi Mesirah. They don't have two Eidi Chasima and two Eidi Mesirah in three Dayanim. You have two Eidi Chasima who serve as Eidi Mesirah, and then they are mitztaref with the Mesarah HaGet, the one Talmud Chacham, the constituted Bezin. So the Beis Shmuel is not talking about this case. The Beis Shmuel is talking about a different case. The get was delivered from a different city, and it was given here in the presence of Eidi Mesirah. So he quotes the Achronim and says, Eidi Mesirah is only Eid HaRoya. That's not an Eid HaMeid. Eid HaRoya, so Tosfos says, doesn't have a shame Eid. So there's no problem of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. But the way we have it today, that the Eidei Chasima mitzarf nu, so the Eidei Chasima, the minute the get is given to the Isha, the Haggadah Seidus begins. That's what Rish Lakish said. Eidei Machsima malashtar, and the shtar was handed over to the Baal Ashtar. You asked an important question: when is the Ptur written? When is the Ptur written? When is the Ptur supposed to be written? That's Taka question. The Gemara later, on Chavav Amid Beis, the Ptur is a Shtar Maisa Bezn. There's a Shtar that a Das HaMeschayiv authorizes, then there's a Shtar that the Bezn authorizes. A shtar that the Bezn authorizes doesn't have to have Das HaMeschayiv. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. So that's what we rely on. The Bezn authorizes the writing of the Ptur, and they give it to the Isha. She should be able to prove that she is divorced. What else is considered a shtar Maisa Bezn? What other kind of a shtar? The shtar Chalitza. Okay, the get Chalitza. The Ptur that we have, the practice that we have, that we give the woman, what we call in Yiddish a Ptur, the shtar Maisa Bezn, that's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says the Bezn used to give the Isha, the Chalutza, the Yivama who had Chalitza, they would give her a shtar Chalitza as a shtar Maisa Araya, shtar Araya, shtar Maisa Bezn, to prove that it's been taken care of. What else is considered a shtar Maisa Bezn? So the Gemara talks on Chavav and the base about Kiyam Ashtar. Let's say you have a document that has two signatures signed on the bottom, and the Loiva says that it's Mezuyev. So we won't let the Malva collect unless he makes a Kiyam Ashtar. So the Bezdin authorizes the Kiyam Ashtar is also a shtar. But the Bezdin writes on the bottom of the page, or on the back of the page, on the other side of the shtar. They write the shtar that's written on the other side of this sheet, or the shtar that's written above this document that we're signing now. We checked into the signatures, and we ascertained that the signatures are authentic. And then it's signed by the three members of the Bezn. They write, "B'mosav t'losa k'chod ha'veino." We constituted a Bezn of three, and we ascertained the authenticity of the signatures. So that's also, that kiyum ashtar, that's called asharta d'dayna. The asharta d'dayna, here the Gemara Chavav on the base, refers to the kiyum ashtar as asharta d'dayna, 10 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, let's say the Bezn spoke on the telephone to the witnesses, and the witnesses say they're going to come today at 1 o'clock and they're going to testify. They know they work in the bank and they recognize all the signatures from all the people in the community. They're going to come, they're going to give expert testimony about whose signatures these are. So the Bezn doesn't want to waste any time. So let's say they'll write on the bottom of the shtar. There's a shtar that's being debated. The Malva says that it's authentic. The Loiva owes him $100,000. The Loiva says that it's a Mezuyev and he doesn't want to pay. So the Bezin takes the shtar. And they write on the bottom, the above, shtar halvoya, we checked into it, and the signatures are authentic, and therefore the Malva has a right to collect. They write that, but let's say they write it before the Eidim come. They want to be ready. If and when the Eidim really come at 1 o'clock, if the Eidim come and they say, we don't recognize the signatures, then the shtar is worthless. We're not going to sign the Bezin is not going to sign the Kima shtar on the bottom. And if the Eidim come at 1 o'clock and they'll say that the signatures are authentic, so then the Bezin will sign it. So is it permissible for the Bezin to write the Kiyum Ashtar, Haya Sharta the Dina de Mechtava was written, Mekame de la Sada Sadi Achasim is Yadai, before the Eidim testify. It says, we, the undersigned three members of the Bezin, constituted, we gathered together, we constituted the Bezin, and we ascertained that the signatures that are above are authentic. They gathered together. They didn't yet ascertain anything. The witnesses didn't show up yet. But the Bezin didn't sign the Kiyam Ashtar, so it's meaningless. So is there anything wrong if the Bezin writes the Kiyam Ashtar before the witnesses testify? So the Gemara quotes Rav Papi. Rav Papi is a student of Rava. So Rav Papi says in the name of Rava that that's no good. Ashar to the Dinah, the Mechtava, which is written before the Eidim testified, Achasim is da'i psula, because there's a problem, mechzik is shikra. We don't allow mechzik is shikra. It doesn't look nice. So the Gemara says, are we really concerned about mechzik is shikra or not? So the Gemara quotes Rav Nachman that we just had. We just had Rav Nachman, the last line and a half on Gimel Amud Beis, going over to Dalet Amud Aleph. Rav Nachman says, I'm a higher Rav Meir, and the Gemara says, not only on the level of the Reis, even halach lemais on the level of the Rabbanan. Afilim mitzvah ba'ashpa. even if the husband found a get that was written in a and he found it in the garbage, a different person wrote it in the community, and he the other person changed his mind, or it was written by a sofer just for practice, and they're not going to use it. They crumpled it up and they threw it in the garbage. So the husband picks it up out of the garbage, and he gets witnesses to sign the Shmua. So the Gemara says that's good. So the Gemara says, but isn't it Mechzi Keshikra? The document, the get, was written before the husband really expressed his interest in divorcing his wife. So what does it help that the Edom signed later after the husband tells the Edom, I want to divorce my wife, but the get was written before, and it says, I, Pliny ben Pliny, want to divorce my wife, Plinus bas Pliny, and I hereby say, I read Mataras al-Halam, he didn't say it yet. The get was written, Shalom l'shmo. So shouldn't that, all right, so Ramey holds that the Ksivis HaGet doesn't require l'shmo. He also only need Chasimus HaEdom l'shmo. That's how the Gemara says. But should there not be a problem of Mechzi Keshikra? So the Gemara says, these two seem to contradict each other. Rav Nachman saying within Rav Meir that the whole get can be written, it's kosher, even halacha l'maisim in the Rabbanan. The whole get can be written before the husband expresses his interest in divorcing the wife. Not only is he not concerned about Ksiva l'shmo, the 12 lines, not concerned about Mechzi Keshikra, does not contradict Rav Papi. So the Gemara says, V'leisa. And Daf Chavav in the base. The Gemara said, what Rav Papi said is not accepted. V'leisa mid Rav Nachman. I'm Rav Nachman. I'm Hai Rav Meir. I feel him at Zohar Bashba. Chasam in the son of Lakasha. Alma la Mechzi Keshikra loy chashina. So you don't worry about Mechzi Keshikra. So Tosis has two girsas in the Gemara. One gear says explicitly, V'leisa lidir apapi. That's how the Dibra Maskal of the Tesis begins. On Daf Chavav on the base, V'leisa lidir apapi. We don't paskal like Rapapi's din, he's wrong. In our editions of the Vilna Shas of the Gemara, it doesn't say V'leisa lidir apapi. Tesis has the two gearses. Our editions of the Gemara just says V'leisa. So the simple reading is the same thing. V'leisa, we don't paskal like Rapapi, because Rav Nachman said you don't have to be concerned about Mechzi Keshikra. So Tosfos quotes another opinion, V'leisa Lakusha. You see, on the first white line in the bottom Tosfos on Chavav HaMedeis, these the Lagarsi Hacha V'leisa L'Derab Papi. Ella the Gir says V'leisa. That's in our edition. Mm-hmm. Pirish, what do you mean V'leisa? V'leisa Lakusha. The kasha that you ask between Rav Papi and Rav Nachman is not a kasha, because we distinguish, it's a very dochik pshat. It doesn't, even if it says V'leisa, also means V'leisa, the Rav Papi is wrong. So this is Apshetl. It's not the Pashup Shah. This is Apshetl over here. V'leisa means the Kasha is not a Kasha, because the two different kinds of Shtaris. If it's a Shtar Maisa Bezdin, so that has to be totally above board. So there you, Rav Papi is right. You have to be concerned about Mechzi Keshikra. And if it's a get doesn't have to be supervised by a Bezdin. He mentioned the other day, the later Amarai made a Takana Mishenei Deb Tiv Git and Kedushin by Yehei Leisa Gimayim. That a get and a kiddushin has to always be supervised by a mesadar kiddushin and a mesadar aget. That's a later takana, but in the days of the earlier amarayim, so the Gemara in Bava Basra has the expression that the Ramban quoted later in Peivot. Oh, to call the megarish the beidina megarish. Everybody who divorces his wife does so in the presence of a bezin. You don't need a bezin when you get a divorce. There's no need for a bezin. So the Gemara, according to this gear, so the Gemara is saying, a get is a private shtar that the husband authorizes the writing of the shtar. So private shtar is, Rav Nachman is right, you don't have to be concerned about Mechzi Keshikra. But a shtar that's authorized by the Bezdin, so that's not right, that shtar should be written before it actually took place. So halacha l'maaseh, how do we paskin here? So in Chosha Mishpat, we don't paskin like that. We don't pass him like this shtickel Torah, that a shtar maisa bezdin, that by a shtar maisa bezdin we're concerned about Mechzi Keshikra. The Shach writes, he lived in Vilna and they had a bezdin and they did kiyum shtars. He said, we do it all the time. Maisa mechal yom, we do it all the time. The bezdin writes the kiyum ashtar before the Edom testify. Maisa mechal yom, that's what all the rabbanim do when they write the tour. While the sefer is writing the get and the Edom are signing, that takes 25 minutes or so until he finishes writing the get. So the rabbi is filling out a p'tur. He's writing, we the underside constitute a bezdin, and we ascertained we were watching when the woman got divorced. They didn't even finish writing the get yet. So, but they don't. The bezdin doesn't sign the p'tur until after the get is given. Then they have the p'tur already. Then they sign it. So the Shach writes that we do that ma'aseh mechal yom. We do this all the time. We're not concerned about the shita that the Balei HaTosfos quotes. V'leisa l'kushya. That by shtar ma'aseh bezem we're worried about mechzik kishipur. We pass, and even by shtar ma'aseh bezem also no problem mechzik kishipur. So that's why it's a bit of a joke that some of the rabbanim today are concerned in the ksuba. They want to have a blank space for the kanina because they didn't do the Kabbalah's kinyan yet. How can you write the kanina if you didn't do the Kabbalah's kinyan yet? So the problem is mechzik kishikra. So mechzik kishikra, even according to this opinion, the mechzik kishikra is only in a shtar ma'aseh bezem. So what does it got to do with the ksuba? Ksuba is a shtar ma'aseh bezem. So the Nachal HaShiva says yes. Nachal HaShiva doesn't have this chumrah. Nachal HaShiva is a sefer on Hilchas Ksubas from the 1700s. Nachal HaShiva is an early sefer. So the Nachal HaShiva, the 1600s, I'm not sure. So the Nachal HaShiva writes that the practice was in a shtar ma'aseh bezem, you write the zman on the first line, and a private shtar, you write the zman on the last line. Let's say a tanoim. If you ever attended a tanoim, so the last line says Nasipo, and it has the date and the city on the last line. Mashenikein Ashtar Ma'aseh Bezna, Kiyum Mashtar, that's supposed to have the Zman on the first line. So Ksuba and Aget have the Zman on the first line. So Mazet, how come the Zman is on the first line? So the Nachal HaShiva says, this is a minig, this is not a din. The minig is that a private Shtar, the Zman is on the last line, and Ashtar Ma'aseh Bezna, put the Zman on the first line. Ashtar Mechiras Chometz, that's a private shtar. So you put the, like a tanoim, so you write the Zman on the last line. So why do you write the Zman of the Get and the Zman of a Ksuba on the first line? So the Nachal HaShiva says that's based on that Gemara. Mishani, the days of the later Amorim, made a takana, Mishani David hit Git Nikadushan la Yehela Isa Gemoim. So Rashi wrote on Heyom and Beis, that's the Rashi that's quoted in Ebenezer. Rashi wrote on the bottom of Heyom and Beis, the Gemara says there was a rabbi who was Memuna Agitin. He was Masadi Gittin in town. So Rashi said, what do you mean he was Masadi Gittin? So he said, because they made a takana, Mishene Deb, to get the Gedushan, he used to be Mamane, a Gavra Rabbe, to supervise all the Gittin. So from that time on, when they made that takana, Mishene Deb, to get the Gedushan, that we require what's called the Masadi Gedushan and a Masadi Aget. Masadi Gedushan is supposed to have special smicha for Sidi Gedushan. Masadi Aget is supposed to have special smicha for Sidi Aget. It's supposed to be an expert in those halachas. Supposed to be not that he knows how to say pilpul. It's supposed to be a tamachach malocha lemaisim knows hilchas gittin, hilchas gidushin to be misaraget. So the Nachal HaShiva says once they made this takana that you need a memuna agitin or you need a misarik gidushin, so the get now takes on the properties like a shtar ma'aseh bezin. It's not a shtar ma'aseh bezin in the sense that the bezin authorizes it that you don't need das hamischayiv. No, that's the ptur is a shtar ma'aseh bezin. But since the get has to be done under the auspices of the Bezdin, so the meaning is that you put the Zman on the first line, and the same thing by the Ksuba. Since you need a Masada Kiddush, part of his job is that he should supervise the signing of the Ksuba. Not just supervise the Kiddush, he's supposed to supervise the filling out of the Ksuba, the signing of the Ksuba. So we treat the Ksuba. The Ksuba is a Das HaMeschayiv Shtar. The Chassan has to authorize the Eid. Make a Kabbalah's Kinyan with the Chassan. It's Tam Kinyan Iksiva Oimed. When you make the Kabbalah's Kinyan, that's the equivalent of the Chassan authorizing the Edom to sign the Shtar. But still, since it's supposed to be done under the auspices of the Masada Kiddushin, under the auspices of a Bezin, so the Minhag developed that we write the Zman on the first line. So that's what some Rabbanim have a new Chumrah now, that since you write the Zman on the first line on the Ksuba, so we're treating the Ksuba like a Shtar Ma'aseh Bezin. That's what it says in the Nachal HaShiva. And there was one opinion in Tosfos on Chavav and Mibes that by Shtar Ma'aseh Bezdin we are concerned about Mechzik and Shikra. So you should never fill something out if it didn't happen yet. So you shouldn't write the Kanina until after you actually do the Kabbalah skin. So this is really a joke. First of all, it's a joke because that opinion was never accepted Allah HaLamayse. The Shach sits in Vilna in the 1600s and he says Ma'aseh Mechal Yom, we do it all the time. It says we fill out, and the Kiyum Ashtar is Mamash Ashtar Ma'aseh Bezin. Kiyum Ashtar is a bona fide mitzvah. Ksuba we treat it as if it's a Shtar Ma'aseh Bezin. That's why we write the Zman on top line. But Ksuba is not a Ma'aseh Bezin. Ksuba is a Shtar that's written Midas HaMeschayiv of the Chassan. So Madach and the Kiyum Ashtar, which is Mamash Ma'aseh Bezin, that's the original Gemara, Ashtar to the Daina. So the Shach says we don't follow that opinion in Tosfos. And Ksuba for sure we don't follow it. Furthermore, what do you gain by leaving out the word Bekanina? It says in the Ksuba that we, the undersigned, testify about the fact that the chassan says, Havei li liintu, I am marrying you, v'ana eflach, and I will support you. He didn't say anything yet, didn't march down the aisle yet. It's done during the Kabbalah Spanim Tish. So the chassan tells him, write me a ksuba. He knows what it says in the ksuba, I already said I married you. So the Shulchan Aruch, they say, how can he authorize the Edom to say Sheker? How can the Edom sign on a Sheker? He didn't say Havei li liintu. The answer is, he made a hadas baldin. He says, write a ksuba and write an ksuba that I already proposed and I married the girl and I said, Havei li liintu. So the Kandini Minei is also part. What's wrong? You can write the Kandini Minei also before, even if no Kabbalah's kinyan took place, you can write the Kandini Minei. You can make a hadas baldin that he made a kinyan. So the whole chumra is a little ridiculous. Anyway, getting back over here.
So both
of these gemaras are on this stuff. Yes. That's a murderous tithe. There ain't no terrors. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes from the Or Zeruah that l'chatchila you should not do sidur aget balayla. But since he needed bezdin, if you have a shas hatchat, you have no breira, the husband is going off to Zimbabwe for the next 25 years. So either we're going to do it, he's at the airport, and it's 1 o'clock at night. So either we do the get now, or it's not going to be. There is no bezdin in Zimbabwe to be beside the get. So if you have a shas taxi, you can do the get balayla also. But l'chatchila, whenever possible, so we don't do a get balayla, because you have to have a bezdin. L'chatchila, we require a bezdin. But if you have a shas hatchak, then you do the get balayla. So every so often, there is a shas hatchak. So what's it then if you had to give a get balayla? Can you write the p'tur balayla? So the Pashta says, no, what are you talking about? The Piskei Tshuva says, the need for a bezdin for Sidra Get, that's a chumra from the Or Zeruah. Not everybody agrees, but the need for a bezdin of three for the authorization to write the tour, that's a real din. The woman isn't going to continue holding on to the get, we're going to take it away from her. So how is she going to prove that she's divorced? She has a p'tur, she has a shtar ma'aseh bezdin. So you have to convene a bezdin of three. You can't convene a bezdin balayla. You know she has bezdin balayla. So if you gave a get balayla, the Pischei Tshuva says, but yeah, he quotes Achred, what you have to do is, you have to get the two Edim Esira to come the next day. You have to convene a bezdin the next day or some other day. Have the Edim Esira come and tell the bezdin we saw the get was taken care of at night, that night. And now the bezdin will write a tour that based on the testimony of the two witnesses, we have ascertained that the woman was divorced properly and therefore she's permitted to remarry. But you can't write the tour balayla. So that's a common practice they always do like that. When they do a get balayla, so most of the rabbanim write the p'tur balayla. So that for sure is a pella. That for sure is not right.
If you can read it, that's going to be right. You can't see it in the balayla. Stop.
If you can read the bezin bayom,
yeah.
And
it goes along with it. You can be there, make the bezin 10 minutes before the shiur. And you can sit, can't you?
The Gemara says, "Done by Yom, the government by Laila." Bezdin, indeed, the Mamonis has to begin by Yom. Once they began the yeshiva's Bez by Yom, they can continue into Laila. But done by Yom, the government by Laila, there's a Tchilas Din. So they began the Moshe Bezdin by Yom. What do you have over here? What began by Yom? You only need a Bezdin to authorize the writing of the Ptur. The Bezdin doesn't function in the daytime.
That's why it should be kosher. Isn't that what the Ron says
when Shem? That what?
That's the
Isser
of doing
Balayla,
because you're going to do the Hashfala and you
can't
have Yeshiva Balayla.
Can't have a
Tchilas
Yeshiva
as Bezin Balayla. So if there is no Hashfala and Gemar, it's not a process, it's just they write a Maisa Bezin.
So that's the Tchila, that is the Hashfala. You can't convene a Bezin Balayla. So if they gave the get Balayla, so the Tchila is when the get is given. The fact that the husband tells the Sefer to write the get, that's not a haskalah. But the bezin didn't begin anything. The bezin only begins when they want to write up tour. So if they began that by yom, they began that by yom. Okay, so that I understand. But if they started writing the get by yom and they continued to write the get into the laila, that's not the haskalah sa bezin wasn't by yom. The whole haskalah sa bezin was by laila. So that's not good.
Are the gin which are given is actually psulim? Like
what one?
According to the Chazon Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is given by the Mesir or the Edeh
Hasima. A get that was given again, that what?
With the Edeh Mesir who are also the Edeh Hasima. The get still kosher?
Yeah, like, that's not a problem.
Is the get still allowed to marry? It's not a problem with giving the get. And then they act
the get is good. No, if they act as Dayanim later. If the Eidei Chasima, the Eidei Mesira, that's always the case.
He's saying the extra item for the tour, for the tour. Giving
up
the
get. No, for the giving of the get, we don't require a Beznov 3. We only require a Beznov 1. Yochid Mumche, a big Tamachach, and Masadar Aget, you don't need a Beznov 3.
Right. So,
what about
that? What's that?
That's when the Shaliach Lohiloche says, Befana Nechta, Befana Nechtam. So, yes, that's a Hagorah Seder. So, that Hagorah, even though he can be a Apostle, he can be an Isha, he can be a Korah. But still, that's called the Haggadah Seder, so he has to give Haggadah Seder b'fnei Bezen Shal Shloish. So that's a discussion. Would you allow the Kula of Eid Naset, of Shaliach, Nachamol, of Eid Naset Dain b'Dirabbanon on b'fanai Nechta? That's the Machloikas.
Oh, the
Chazon
Ish wasn't against that.
Chazon Ish is on the Ptur. The writing of the Ptur is a Shtar Maisa Bezen.
So how should I get married?
If she knows that she got divorced, that's
how do we
problem.
Let her get remarried?
How do we let it? That's a big problem. So the whole Ptur is no good. So 5 years later, when she's ready to be married, we don't know whether the Ptur was written by Yom Balala. We don't know who signed it. But the Chazon Ish Tain is that she's getting remarried based on a possible document.
Right. So if we think the Ptur is no good, is that how do we treat her kids from Zerim? Do we treat her as like a marriage or something else? Or is it she knows they're fine?
The minig is lahakel. The problem is we don't know why. It doesn't make sense. He has a taina. I don't know. Chazon Ish has a strong taina.
Isn't the case that Tzuba a little different than I get? Because the Eidim are also signing before the kinyan happens. Like, so opposed to by the tour. So the Beis Din will write it, but they won't sign it until after they see this again. But here, by the Tzuba,
they're even signing before. So it's worse. So the whole thing is Mechzik Yishikra. So what's going on? So the answer is, it's not Mechzik. Meidu Haidoas Baldin. Signed that I said Hariyah Mukodeshas. So what are you worried about Vekonina? What about what it says about Havele Liyintu? The whole thing is Mechzik Yishikra. So the answer is, we don't give over the shtar to the woman. There are more rights in Shulchan Aruch that L'chadchila, a shtar Mu'uchar is good. Let's say I lend you $100 and I want to, let's say I lend you $100,000. And I want a Shibin Nechosim, I want you to be Mishabit all of your properties. So you say yes, but it's not fair. You already made a business, you're holding by clinching a business deal on real estate with somebody. You don't want to stick him with the Shibin Nechosim. You want the Shibin Nechosim to begin in another month. I said, okay, you have other homes. I say, okay, give me a Shtar Halvoa that I lent you $100,000 with a date from a month from now. So the Gemara says that a Shtar Miucher is good. So the Rama says, L'chatchila ein la'acher shum shtar, mishum de mechzik yishikra. L'chatchila, it's not right to do that. Why is it not right? I would just say, mechzik yishikra lo'y chashina. The answer is no. When you give over the shtar halvoa, when the loyde gives the shtar halvoa to the malva today, it has a date from a month from now. So it's mechzik, at the time that he gives it over, it's mechzik yishikra. Over here, the ksuba is not given over to the kala until after he really says, haveli liyintu. He already said Hariyat Mukodesh is under the chuppah. We don't give the ksuba till later. Or the Bezin doesn't give the ptur to the Isha until after they actually did ascertain that the woman was divorced. And they don't sign the Kiyam Ashtar until after it is ascertained that the chasimas are true. So that Mechzik Yishikra, the Ramo is concerned about, that at the time that you hand over the Shtar, everything should have already happened, that it shouldn't be Mechzik Yishikra, Bishas Nesinas Ashtar. But the Mechzik Yishikra, Bishas Aksiva, that the Gemara said, we're not worried about that. And the Shach says that we did Maise Mechol Yom, we even do it on the Shtar Maise Bez, and we're not worried about it. So we started the Gemara, on Gimel Amud Beis. According to Rabbi, the Takana de Rabbanon of Befananechta, requiring a Bira Befananechta has to do with Lishma. So it sounds like you require Lishma both for the Ksive and for the Chasimah Sa'idim. So that's what the Gemara says. Man Haitana, there is no Shita who holds like that. So the Gemara says you have the two famous opinions, Rab Meir and Rab Lazar. Rab Meir holds only the chasima has to be lishma, Rab Loza holds only the ksiva has to be lishma. Man hai tana, who is this tana who requires both ksiva and mesira lishma? So in order to demonstrate that Rab Loza holds even halacha lemaisa, even with the rabbanon, they never changed the din. So the Gemara quoted the Mishnah from Daf Pei Vav. That's a very important Mishnah. The Mishnah says there are gimel gitim sulim. There are three gitim that are possible. If the get is possible, the woman remarries, she has children, the children should be mamzerim. So here, the Mishnah says, Nisus Havlat Kosher, the children are not mamzer. Why not? How can that be? If the get is pasul, the children should be mamzer. And the answer obviously is, the get is only pasul with the Rabbanah. So the Gemara asks there on Peivavim and Aleph, Visu Leka, there are only three cases of a get that's pasul with the Rabbanah. There are a whole bunch more cases. There are many more cases. There is a Mishnah in Yevamos. Okay, take my word for it. There used to be, I think this now, there is a Yevamos. Huh? There is a Mishnah in Yevamos. There is? No. So there's a Mishnah in Yevamos around the Aflamen on the base or so. The first Mishnah in Yevamos has a din of Tzara Serva. A man dies. A man is married and he dies and he leaves no children, he leaves no grandchildren, he leaves no descendants. And he has a brother, he has a surviving brother. So the din is the brother has to do either chalitza or yibum. And with the Rabbanan, Bizman Azeh, we don't permit yibum, so the brother has to do chalitza. Brother has to do chalitza. So what happens if the man who died had two wives? Today nobody has two wives, they have a chem de Rabbeinu Gershom. But in the days of the Mishnais also it was very rare. You have dinim in the Mishnayos, and Yevam is based on the assumption that it was very rare that anyone had two wives. But once in a long while, someone would have two wives. So what's a din if he leaves two wives? And the Mishnah says he only has to, the Yevam only has to perform chalitza to one of the two wives. Cholas lachas mehem, so they're both mutaris lehinasi lashuk. What happens if the two wives that he married, one of them happens to be an erva to me? He married, my brother died. I don't have a brother. So my brother died, and my brother was married to my daughter. He married Bas Ochiv. An uncle is permitted to marry a niece, and an aunt is not permitted to marry a nephew. An aunt marries a nephew, that's an Isikoris. An uncle marries a niece, that's considered a mitzvah. That the uncle should marry Bas Achoso or Bas Ochiv. Okay. So let's say my brother marries my daughter. It's permissible, a mitzvah. And he has two wives. He has one of his wives is my daughter, and the other wife is a Nochris, doesn't mean a non-Jewish woman. A nachas means a stranger who's not related to anybody over here. And my brother died. So this is machlekes bisham and bisul. So bisham I say, my daughter doesn't need chalitza. That's an isakaris. Kol she'en ha'el al-yimen ha'lo chalitza. I can't be miyabim my daughter. It's an isakaris. And my daughter doesn't need any chalitza either. But the other wife, the tzara serva, will need chalitza. That's bisham's opinion. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin like bisul. That's the opening mishnah in Yevamos, that not only the erva doesn't need chalitza, even the tzara serva also doesn't need chalitza. So then there's a Mishnah on Daf Lamed. What if you have a case where it's a suffik tzara serva? My brother died and he had one and a half wives. One wife was for sure. In other words, the nochris for sure he's married to. And my daughter, there's a suffik if he's married. How can it be a suffik? So the Mishnah has two ways. Either Sofik Kiddushin, it's a Sofik if he ever married her in the first place, or for sure he was married, he was once married to my daughter, and he gave her a get, and the get is a Sofik whether the get was Chal. So my daughter is my daughter, she doesn't, the husband died, so she's not an Eshes Ish, and there's no Zika to the father, so my daughter can be married, that's L'chala Deh, it's no problem. But the Shad is, what about, we pass him like this Hillel, that the Tzora, so Erva is not allowed to have yibum, doesn't need any chalitza. But here it's a suffik tzara serva. So you have to go to chumrah. If it's a suffik kiddushin, it's a suffik whether he was ever mekadish my daughter. What's the case of suffik kiddushin? My suffik kiddushin. So the Mishnah says zara kala kiddushin suffik karavla suffik karavla. My brother is, that's why he died. It wasn't all there. So he threw a ring. Instead of putting the ring on the girl's finger, he's very frum. He didn't want to touch the girl's hand. So he threw the ring near the girl. But it's a suffik if the ring fell tochtal and amas anad. So it's a suffik mukudeshes. All right. So the nochris is a suffik tzara serva. So suffik tzara serva is choletzes veinimus yabemus. What's the other case? For sure he was married to my daughter, and then he divorced her. So the Mishnah should have said he threw a get. Suffik karvla. The Mishnah doesn't say that. By suffik kiddushin, it says ezu suffik kiddushin zark la kiddushin suffik karvla suffik karvla. And if he gave a suffik get ezu suffik gerushin, so it lists off the gimel gittim sulam nisav lat kasha. It lists off this Mishnah on peivavim and alav. Why is that? Why is that a suffik gerushin? It's not a suffik gerushin. This is on the level of the Raisa, the get is good. On the level of the Rabbana, the get is possible. So why did the Mishnah call it a Sofik Gerishim? So the answer is, whenever we have a Tarta Disasri, we treat it as if it were a Sofik. It's not a Sofik. On the level of the Raisa, the woman is Megureshes. On the level of the Rabbana, the get is no good, it's possible, so she's ain't Megureshes. So the same woman is Megureshes. They ain't a Megureshes. On the level of the Raisa, she is Megureshes. On the level of the Rabbanah, they ain't a Megureshes. Whenever you have a situation where you have a Tarta Disasri, so the Halacha treats it as if it were a Sofik. So the Mishnah calls it Sofik Megureshes. So because my daughter, who is married to my brother, and then he gave her a get that's good men atar, no good men Rabbanan, so that's a Tarta Disasri, so that's called the Sofik Megureshes, Sofik Gerishin. So therefore, the Tzara Serva will be a Sofik Tzara Serva. So she's Chaletz, it's Veinim Misyab Ben. That's a Mishnah. So this Mishnah, the Gimel, Gitm Sulim, Vimnisus HaVlad Kosher, why is that so? If you have a get that's puzzle, so the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer. The answer is no. Here the get is Kosher Men HaTorah. It's only puzzle Midirabbanah. So these are not the only three cases. There are more Gitm that are Kosher Men HaTorah, puzzle Midirabbanah. So the Gemara asks, why does it say in the Mishnah twice the number three? The first and Peivav and Menalos. The Mishnah starts off Shloshi Git Misulim Vimnisus Havlat Kosher because only Psul the Rabbanan. Then it says Harei Elu Shloshi Git Misulim Nisus Havlat Kosher. Now you know which they are, the three Git. It says it twice. So the Gemara says it sounds like they're mentioning the number three twice in the Reisha and the Sefer Minyana Lemutei Acherim. You mentioned that there are only three, that all the other cases of Gittin that are Psulim don't have the same status as over here. There are more cases of Gittin that are Psulim. What's another case of a get that's Psulim? So we discussed in the very beginning, when we were learning about the Shmo by get, so we discussed the get Yoshan. That's an Ayin Tesamid base. A get Yoshan means a man writes a get, and then he's still living with his wife. He's still living with his wife, and then he gives her the get. In between the ksivan and sinas get, he's living with his wife. So that's a machlekes bishame and bisul. So bishame say does not pose a problem. Quite around the Mishnah, the get yoshin. It's permissible to give the get yoshin, and we pass him like bisilal that you're not allowed to, bisilal osrim. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to give the get yoshin, so why isn't that listed here in the Mishnah also? It's a get that's pasul mid the Rabbanah. So the Gemara says, no. That's not on the same level of severity as these three. These three, Gimel Gittin Sulim, the get is really possible with the Rabbanan, and the husband should give her another get. If the Bezin realizes that you have one of these three Psulim, the husband has to give another get. But in that case, we Paskin, the Mar had two opinions, we Paskin on Ayin Tesan Beis, and Nizgar Shetinos Ilachatfila. Basil's opinion that we pointed out, right? Basil don't say Basil poslim. It says Basil osrim. Basil don't permit you the chatchila to be megareish with a get yoshim. That the way the whole Mishnah presents, Beisham yomrim poitera the Mishnah, he's permitted to divorce his wife with a get yoshim. Basil say you're not allowed to, but no one said that the get is possible. Basil never said the get is possible in the Rabbanah. So if once you gave the get in this garsha, tinasil, you don't even recommend the husband should give a second get. He only violated an issa. We explain what the issa is. Because the din of lishma means that the ksivas aget is the hascholas agerishin. So if he's going to be megarish with this get, so what was he sleeping with his wife after the hascholas agerishin already started? She's half not married to him. The gerishin already began. But fafal, if he already gave her that get, so he violated the aver. We would recommend don't give her this get. Write a different get, so it'll come out the Haskalah Sagarishan didn't begin until today. But if he went ahead and he did it, he was Megarish, but the get Yoshin. It turns out that the fact that he was living with his wife, that was the Aver. It's not that this Psul with the get. There's nothing wrong with the get. It'll come out that he was living with his wife, the Issa. So that's what the Gemara says. It says in the Mishnah, it starts off Shloshi Gitim Psulim, then it says again, Harei Legimel Gitim Psulim. So the Mishnah says the fact that it says twice, Shlosha, Shlosha, Minyana, Lemute, all the other cases. So the Gemara says the get Yoshan is more kal than the three in this mission. Then the Gemara says there are other psulim who were mentioned earlier, the same daf, Ayin Tesam and Beis, the next Mishnah. Kosulu Shumal Hashenu who get us. Let's say the American government would be makbid, they want everyone to write into every serious document how many years it is since George Washington established the United States of America. So you have to, there are such documents. I think there are such documents, but you have to write how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina. Taisus points out that we don't do this in France, in Germany, in America. We don't write how many years it is since 1776. The Taisus says, because the Gemara says, if the government isn't makbid, so the whole din de rabbanon doesn't apply. And the American government couldn't care less. Separation of church and state, you want to write again. What, do whatever you want. Don't bother us. We're not interested in what you do. But there were countries where the government was makbid. The government, didn't bother them. You didn't have to write how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina, since they established the government. But on a get, the government would be makbid. That's a more serious issue. So if the government is makbid and you didn't write, and you wrote Libri Asylum, or you wrote since the Binyan Abayis, or since the Churban Abayis, whatever counting you wrote, since the Lubavitcher Rebbe was appointed Rebbe, or whatever counting you're using, and you didn't write what the government wanted, so the Mishnah says that the get is pasul mid rabbanon. That's called the psul mishum shlom malchus. Mishum shlom malchus, the government should get angry, so the chachamim pasul the get. So the Gemara wants to know, how come it only says, the Mishnah says on daf ayin tesam and beis, that that's a psul mid rabbanon. How come over here, the Mishnah in Yavam is on daf laman and beis, and the Mishnah over here only gives you three cases, gimel, get, and sulim, that minatar, it's a good get, midrabbanon, it's not a good get, and you call it safek. Why shouldn't that also be considered? Minatar, it's a good get, midrabbanon, it's not a good get. It should all be treated as, why isn't it the same? So the Gemara gives two answers. The Gemara says, maybe the Mishnah goes like Rab Meir, maybe the Mishnah goes like the Rabbanon. Maybe the Mishnah goes like Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds, kolon hamishanim emapeh shetavach hachamim begitten avlad mamzer. So Rameh would say, let's go back another case. There's another case where there's a get that's possum in the Rabbanon. I made a get in Medina, say, I'm tzach she'ama b'fana nechtam, b'fana nechtam. Let's say the shlich lo hilocha came from Chutzlot, and he didn't say b'fana nechtam, b'fana nechtam. And he gave the get to the woman, and he didn't say. So the Gemara says, where's the Gemara? The Gemara says, it's a machlokes Rameh and a chachamim. Here it is. And hey, on the base. Tanya kavasa de Rabbi Yechanan. It's around the 18 lines from the bottom. The line begins with the word Hamevi get. It's a brisa. The Gemara says it's a brisa. Hamevi get from Medina Sayam. And the son of Allah Beloyam Allah Befana Nachman and Nachman Yotzi Vavlad Mamza de Reb Meir. The Chachamim Marmim ain't Avlad Mamza. So the Gemara says, why does Reb Meir hold Avlad Mamza, but the whole need for Befana Nachman and Nachman is only with the Rabbanon? The Gemara says, yes, Reb Meir Litaimei, he follows his opinion. The Amar Rabbanu Mishmei Dul Amar Reb Meir. So Rameh says two things, Yotzi, and number two, Havlad Mamzer. What does it mean, Yotzi? Yotzi means, if a woman is an Eish Hashish and she's Mizana, so there's a din of Soita. Soita Asur al Baila, it says Vinitma, 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 three times the word Vinitma, in Parshas Naso and Parshas Soita. So the Mishnah says in Soita, when a woman becomes a soito, she becomes asur al habal, she becomes asur al haboil, and if she was a bas kayin, then she became, she was mizana, so she's a zaina, so a zaina is psula lechel betruma. So that's what Rameh says, whenever you give a get to a woman, which was kashim in a Torah, but it's pasul in the Rabbanon, some of the Rabbanon, the woman is an eshes ish, so if she goes and she lives with someone else, that's an eshes ish is insa. How is she supposed to know? She doesn't know Mishnayis. How is she supposed to know that the get was possible? So the Gemara asked that question. Yivamis. Gemara said, was it her fault? She let it be like an Eishes Ish and Ensa. An Eishes Ish and Zinsa B'shoigeg is the same as Eishes Ish and Ensa. She should be Moterif. If the woman was absent when they taught Loisinov, so that's not called the Eishes Ish and Zinsa B'shoigeg. Because bottom line, she knows that that's not her husband. Even though she never heard of the din of Lysina, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, but still, Isha ki sima mal be'isha. She knows that that's not her husband, so even if she never heard that there's an Isha, so then Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Maharik, that she's still Asur al Baila. But over here, she thought that she was divorced. She didn't even realize that she's still married. So the Gemara Yivamis says, why don't we treat it like an Eishes Ish Shenensa? So the Gemara says, no, when a woman gets a get, before she remarries, she should ask a rabbi, is this a bona fide get or not? She knows that she doesn't know. If she thinks that she knows, she has smicha, and she gets her aliyahs. Okay, so if she thinks that, so for sure it's her fault. So she made a mistake. It's her own fault. And if she doesn't know, so she should have asked another local Orthodox rabbi. So the fact that she didn't ask, the Gemara says she should have asked the rabbi. She didn't ask, so we treated maybe menatoritz and eshesish shenenso, but at least midrabbanon is considered an eshesish shenenso, that she was a pasheya there. So Rameya says, okay, she's an eshesish shenenso, and we say teitzei mizeh mizeh. The first husband can't take it back because she's a saita. The second, even after the first husband gives another get, the second husband is not allowed to live with her because she's asur la bal basur la boil. And if she'll have children from the second husband, it's going to be avlad mamzer. That's what I would have said. That's what Rameir says. Teitzei mizeh mizeh, and vahavlad mamzer. And the chachamim don't hold like that. The chachamim say you don't declare that avlad mamzer in the rabbanon. You don't say avlad mamzer in the rabbanon. So we got to. What about teitzei? What do the Rabbana have to say about the Teitzei? They say you don't make Avlad Mamzim in the Rabbana. Rameh l'taymeh, Rameh holds, kola mishana, mimbabir shuta, that's 10 lines from the bottom of Hamid Beis. Kola mishana, mimbabir shuta, v'cham begitin, yotziv Avlad Mamzim, that's what Rameh says. Teitzei, she's a sota asur ala boel, v'avlad Mamzim. And the Rabbana disagree, how far do they disagree? So we got to figure this out. So let's go again. So the Mishnah and Peivav and Manalef only says that there are three cases where there's a get that's kosher and atar and pasul with the Rabbanan. Why are there only three cases? There are more than three. So the Gemara says, no, there are only three cases that have this status. If it's a get yashan, it's a lower level. It's only l'chatchile, like is not to be megarish with this. Even this garisha tinase l'chatchile. So that's not the same as the Gimel Gittin Psulim. And there are other cases that are more chomer than the gimel gittin psulim. So the Mishnah only has three. In what sense are the other gittin that are pasul the rabbanon worse? So the Gemara says, well, according to Rab Meir, all the other gittin that are pasul the rabbanon have lat mamzer, and these three are really exceptions to the rule. These are the only three that are ain't avlad. It says in the Mishnah, v'nisus avlad kosher. All right, but Tosfos says, how can it be? But Rab Meir holds kolam mishana. So how come all of a sudden over here avlad kosher? So that's what Tosfos asks on our daf. And gimel amid beis shloshe gittin psulim ikon emuki b'perek basra. There are two interpretations on daf pei vav amid aleph amid beis. Whether this mishnah that lists off only three and not more, they're more, way more than three. Why does the mishnah only list off three? So one interpretation is aliba the rabmeir. One interpretation is aliba the rabbanon. So ikon emuki. One interpretation is aliba the rabmeir. So how come it says Vavlad Kosher? The Afal Gab, the Islay the Remeh, Kolon Shameh, Shetochon Begitten, Avlad Mamzer, that's what it says on Daf Hei, Amit Beis. How come over here it says Avlad Kosher? Enfet Teisus Amir Rabbi Natam, Docha Natam, and Avlad Kosher, Kachoyim Abeh. That's what the Rabbi said. These three psulim we don't consider as bad as the other psulim. The other psulim even did the Evin, Avlad Mamzer. If he didn't say Befana Nechta, Befana Nechtam, or if they gave a get with the wrong government. It didn't say how many years it is since Hakamas Hamadina with the United States of America. And the American government is Makbid, some of the Rabbanon. They declared it as a get pas, some of the Rabbanon. And a couple of more cases that the Mishnah has there. So all the other cases where the get is pas, some of the Rabbanon, Havlad Mamzer. And these three cases is Havlad Kosher. So that's why the Mishnah says, Gimel Gittin Psulim, only three have this intermediate status. Why does the Mishnah in Yevamos Daf Lamed only say, Safa Gerishin, my brother died, and he was married to my daughter, Besafek, and he was married to the Nochris, the outsider, Bevadai. So since the marriage to my daughter was either a Safa Kiddushin or Safa Gerishin, so the Nochris is a Safa Tzara Serva. So the Mishnah says, what's a Safa Gerishin? So it lists off these three. Why did I list off these three? You can have listed off all the other cases of a get that's Koshim and Atar and Pasim and the Rabbanon. These are not so possible. These three are not as possible. The others are more possible than the Rabbanon. So Mistama, that's Lamdavke. That mission doesn't say Gimel Gittin. That mission Yivama just says, what's a Sovi Gevishin? He rattles off three Mishol. So Mistama, that mission is Lamdavke. But here, this Mishnah on Peivav and Menalev says the number. And it says the number twice. So the Gemara says on Peivav and Menalev, Minyona Dereshu L'mutemai, Minyona Deseifu L'mutemai. There are only three cases where the get is possum of the Rabbanon and the Koshman HaTorah, where it has this intermediate stage. So, Ikan the Muki Loki Reb Meir, one interpretation is the Mishnah goes like Reb Meir, and all the other cases that the get is possum of the Rabbanon have Lad Mamzer, and over here they have Lad Kosher. in Tosfos the Rabbeinu Tam says Kachos Takanas Chachamim. That's what they said, that these three are not as bad as the others. So it's not called Mishanim and Bayash Tamacham Nigitna Vlad Mamzer Kach Tikna Chacham. And Ika the Muki La Gemara has another interpretation. No, maybe the Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan hold that the Vlad is never a Mamzer. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. The simple Gemara Rabbanan never hold the Vlad should be a Mamzer. So what's the difference between these three and Shalom Malchus and Befanan Echta Befanan Echta? So the Gemara says the difference is whether it's Teitzei or Loi Teitzei. The Rabbanon hold, we're not going to make Mamzer with the Rabbanon. In our Torah, the woman is not an Eishes Ish. And with the Rabbanon, we said the get is no good. We're not going to go so far to declare Mamzer with the Rabbanon. But we still will say Teitzei. She's an Eishes Ish, a Zinsa, and we don't consider it Bishoigei. The Gemara says in Yavama, she should have asked. She should have consulted a rabbi. She didn't consult a rabbi, so she's a Poshea. So we declare it as an Eishes Ish. Zinsa Beratzen, not Bishege, and she's Asura al Baila, Teitzei. Even after the first husband gives her a second get, she's not allowed to remain with the second husband, because they say Asura al Baila. But in this Mishnah, the Gimel Gittim Suam, here it's not as possible as the other cases, it will say Loi Teitzei. It will say Loi Teitzei. Then the Gemara says, but that's a Machlekes Amarai, whether in our Mishnah you say Teitzei or Loi Teitzei. So if you hold in our Mishnah and Daf Pevav Loi Teitzei, so that's the reason why it says Gimel Gittin Psulim. All the other Psulim that are Rabbanon is Teitzei, and this one is Loi Teitzei. But if you hold it even in this Mishnah, is Teitzei. So what is going to be the difference between the three over here and the others? So the Gemara is at the wit's end. So they say, if you say like that, then the Mishnah only goes like Reb Meir. The Mishnah has to go like Reb Meir, and the difference is whether Havlad Mamzer. In the other cases of Avlad Mamzer, in this case it won't be Avlad Mamzer. So just to review again what it says in the Gemara, you read the Gemara, Pevavim and Aleph, Pevavim and Beis. It says in the Gemara that all the other Psulim de Rabbanon for sure is Teitzin. All the other Psulim de Rabbanon for sure is Teitzin. Teitzin means even after the first husband gives her a second get, she's not allowed to remain married to the second husband. She's a Saita Asur al Abayel. She has to get divorced. The Vlad won't be a Mamzer. The other, point the Rabbanon. So all the other cases of a Psul get the Rabbanon. For sure it's going to be Teitzim. And here in this Gemara is a Machloikis. So how do we paskin on this Mishnah? So in this case, so the Gemara Namid Beis, Namid Aleph, the Gemara refers to this Machloikis, Namid Beis, the Gemara quotes the Machloikis. Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, Li'olam Loi Teitzim. 15 lines from the top. Gemara says, Loi Teitzim. The din is that she doesn't have to get divorced. So the simple reading of the Gemara is, on this Mishnah, Pevav is like Teitzei, but the other cases will be Teitzei. So the Rosh, you look in the Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes that all of the Gittin that Apostle Midrabanon, the din is Einav Lad Mamzer, because he doesn't accept Rav Meir's opinion. And he says, in all the cases, the din is like Teitzei. So the Pashtus says it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Mishnah Pevav there's a Machlekes Amarim whether Teitzei or Lo Teitzei. All the other cases which are Mochomer than this case, for sure the din is Teitzei. So how does the Rambam come off the Paskin against the Gemara? So the Rosh comments on this. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the Rambam. The Rosh comments on this, on this Mishnah, on that Pevav. Here it is, page Kuf Yud, in my edition of the Vilna Shas. It's Perik Tes, Simin Vov. And the Rosh goes by Prokem and Simonim. The Perik Tes, Simin Vov, on the second column. 5 lines from the top. He starts, Lo Shigitim Sulam Nisa Vlad Kosher. He starts, what's Halacha Lamaisa, what's the din? So he quotes from the Gaonim like that. Even though the Gemara drew a contrast, the Gemara drew a distinction between the Gimel Gittin Psulim that only over here is Loi Teitzei. But all the other Psulim, the Rabbanon Amochomer, they're Teitzei, just like according to Rab Meir. All the other Psulim is Avlad Mamzer, and only over here is Ein Avlad Mamzer. According to Rabbanon, all the other Psulim, the Rabbanon is Teitzei, here it's Loi Teitzei. But he says, but then the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah goes like Rab Meir. So he says, once you say the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, then you're not forced to say that according to the Rabbanon, there are different gradations of Psulim de Rabbanon. Why should you say such a complicated shita? That's what the Rosh says. Let's simplify things. That's what I said yesterday. I didn't go through all the shittas. I said yesterday they made up Psul Rabbanan. They made Gittin out of Pasam Rabbanan. So in all the Gittin Pasam Rabbanan, they said the Vlad is not a Mamzen, it's Leteitze. So the Pashtus is that's against the Gemara. But that's how the Rambam passed and said the Chen Klas of Harambam, he has by the tiny letter Ayin. The Chen Klas of Harambam. And he says that this is from the Tshuvas HaGoinim. The Rambam got it like that. He says, once we said sign that the Mishnah, he says, Kosav Rav Hai Goin B'Tshuva. That's around 6-7 lines from the top of the column on page Kufyud. Kosav Rav Hai Goin B'Tshuva. That all the other cases of get that's Pasam with the Rabbanon, in all the cases, Loi Teitze, in all the cases, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. There's no difference between this Mishnah and the other Mishnah. So what does it only say, Shloshi Gittin? What's the difference between three? No, that's according to Rab Meir. Mishnah only goes like Rab Meir. That the other case is the Vlad Mamzer, here it's not a Vlad Mamzer. But once you accept the Shita like the Rabbanon, so everything is the same. Why do you have to have such a complicated... You have to say according to somebody that there's a difference, because the Mishnah says three. There are only three and not more. So bad enough, you have to say according to Rab Meir that you have two tiers of psule of gittin psulim in the Rabbanon. Some of them are vlad mamzer, some of them may not vlad mamzer. According to the Rabbanon, we'll assume everything is the same. That's what he quotes from the Rav Haigoin. He says the Rambam follows the Rav Haigoin. Then he says there's a Tshuvas Harif, the next line in the Rosh, by the tiny letter Pei from the Korban Nisanal. He says there's a Tshuvas Harif where the Rif goes wild. The Rif says, even though the Rabbanon hold Ein Avlad Mamzer in any case, but by the Faranachta, maybe it will be Avlad Mamzer. Woo! The Pashtus in the Gemara is not so. You read the simple reading of the Gemara, Heyam and Beis. The Gemara says, the Vlad is a Mamzer. How can it be? Yeah, that's Rab Meir Shita. But according to the Rabbanon, they never hold Avlad Mamzer. And for sure, it's not going to be Avlad Mamzer if you got to say, Befananachta. So there is this Pella Dikat Shuvas Harif. The Rosh is not happy with it. It's Vein Nirik, the Divir Rav Haigoin. Lahashu is Kopsele the Rabbanon. He says, I would prefer to say not like the Rif in the Tshuva. I would prefer to say like Rav Haigoin. That's what the Rambam says. That once you get to the Maskon on Daf Peivav, that the Mishnah distinguishes between these three as opposed to all other Psulim the Rabbanon only within Rav Meir. The Meir says the other case of Avlad Mamzer, here it's Ein Avlad Mamzer. According to Rabbanon, everything is the same. So the Gemara says everything is the same. That in all the cases it's Teitzei. In all the cases it's Teitzei. But then the Gemara comes to the Maskana that in our Mishnah Daf Peivav it's Loi Teitzei. So the Rav Haigoin and the Rambam says in all the cases it's all the same as Loi Teitzei. Not that in all the cases it's Teitzei. In all the cases it's Loi Teitzei. What does this mean? So in all the cases, when you have a get that's pasul of the Rabbanon, it's not only pasul l'chatchila, it's pasul b'diavad also. Even after he gave the get to the Ishan, it's pasul of the Rabbanon, he has to give another get. What's the din if she went and she got married? The first husband didn't give her another get. She went and she got married, so the Rambam says the first husband still has to give her another get. And what if she's living with the second husband? The Rambam says he still has to give her another get. He's supposed to give her another get. And what if the first husband goes away to China, to Japan, and we can't contact him? So the woman is stuck, so she's not allowed to be with the second husband. So the Rambam says no. If he can't get the first husband, then she can live with the second husband without another get. What do you mean? But we just said the get is possum of the Rabbanon. Even if he ever the get is pasul rabbanon, even after he gave the get, even after she married, even after she's living with the second husband, still has to give another get. So the Rambam writes, but if the first husband disappeared and we're unable to get another get, so then we will allow her to continue living with the second husband without a get. This is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch on this Rambam. So how did the Rambam understand the din over here? This is in Perek Yud in Gerish and Halacha Beis. Any case where the get is pasul mid rabbanon, loy tinasei lechatchila. V'imnisus loy teitzei b'havlad kosher. We're not going to say mamzer. We're not going to say yisus soita leboyo. But we still need another get because we'll get acher. V'miyef shelichta v'acher. And if you can't get another get, so you leave it the way it is. So, what do you mean? But they pasul the get mid the rabban. So you see that the Rambam understood in all of these cases that the reason why the Chachamim, according to Rav Meir, it's not Rav Meir says the blood is mamza. Teitze, blood mamza. Rav Meir holds that get this possum in the Rabbana. The Chachamim never said the blood. If the Chachamim would have held that the get is possum in the Rabbanan, so maybe the blood would have been a mamzer mid the Rabbanan. And maybe the woman would have been teitze, would have been a nisa soita leboil. The Chachamim just said, mid the Rabbanan, we require hatzrachas get. We require the husband should give her another get. The woman is, the ishus is broken, manator, the ishus is broken mid the Rabbanan also. But there were matzrach another get. That's the lashon that the Achronim have. The Amnineza has such a tshuva in Ebenezer. And Rabbi Tzela Petaburger has in the Pri Yitzchak. He was a Talmud of his also. He also has a tshuva. He also says like that. It's just Hatzrachas Haget. What they're writing about is the following. I thought this can only happen by the Soloveitchik family, but apparently it happened in other places also. So Rabbi Soloveitchik told the following story. It wasn't so often that people were getting divorced in Europe. Not like now that the Sofer knows how to write a get by heart. He does so many gittins. So he knows all the nusach by heart. So it was once every 5 years they had a get. So what happened was, you had to have a text of a get in front of the sefer, and he has to write this get l'shma. So the last get that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik did, he had it on his file, and he took the get and he crossed out the date and he wrote the correct date and he crossed out the name of the husband, the husband's father, the name of the wife's father. The city was the same, and they told the sefer, write it lishma, write a new get lishma. And this is the text that you use. Use this text, and instead of these names, you change it for this. Instead of the date, change. So he made a mistake. He forgot to cross out the year. So they had the year from 5 years before. So it's a get mukdam. So it's not correct. What the story was, why was the man divorcing his wife? Whoever got divorced there? The man was holding by dying, and he had no children. And he didn't want his wife to be, and the brother lived in Beiberik. The brother lived somewhere, and there was going to be a problem. She would be in Aguna till she's going to get Chalitza. So the husband loved his wife, so he gave her a get me'ahava. That's a whole literature in Achreinim. Some of the Achreinim says, it says in the Chumash, that the husband hates his wife, and he divorces her. If a husband gives his wife a get me'ahava, so some Achreinim came up with an einfad that the get is puzzle. If you give a get me'ahava, it's puzzle. That's ridiculous. The Gemara talks about that. The Tanoim talk about it. So that's utterly ridiculous. So here the man loved his wife and he wanted to give her a get. So what happened was the Sofer made a mistake. The Sofer copied over what the rabbi told him to do. And it had the wrong date. They had the year from 5 years earlier. And they gave the get. And after they gave the get, they realized that they had the wrong date and the husband dropped it. So they couldn't give another get. So the shaila was, they get this puzzle, so the woman needs chalitza. Wow. So it's going to be a big issue. So Moshe Soloveitchik looked on the calendar from 5 years earlier. You see, he was writing today's date. So it wrote there, Wednesday, what's today's date? Which day in Elul is it? 10th day of Elul. Yud Elul. So he wrote, Wednesday, the 10th of Elul, Shnas, Tavshin, Samach, Gimel. Tavshin Samach Gimel, the 10th of Elul was not on Wednesday. So how do you deal with that? So Moshe Soloveitchik thought, since such a date didn't exist, there is no Wednesday, the 10th of Elul, Tavshin Samach Gimel. So it's like a get Sheinbo's Mom. It's not called a get Mukdam. A get Mukdam means if it has an earlier date. But the date didn't exist. There is no Wednesday, the 10th of Elul, Tavshin. So what's it didn't get Sheinbo's Mom? That's one of the three that were mentioned in the Mishnah. Sheinbo's Mom.
It's not have
a wrong man? I don't know. He thought that that's called Aimbo's man. Since no such date existed, he thought that that's called Aimbo's man.
I don't think we're asking to talk about having a wrong date. Like, if the Aim say it's like the third of the Wednesday, the third of the month, then you see that Wednesday is not the third of the month.
The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if they're off by one day on the day of the month, then maybe they didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. Maybe they thought Rosh Chodesh was one day as opposed to the other day. So the Gemara says up until the 15th of the month, not everybody will know. After the 15th of the month, everybody will already have ascertained what day Rosh Chodesh was on. So the Gemara says, whenever the Edom say, the requirement to say this man is within reason. Let's say the Edom don't have to know exactly that it's 3 minutes to two. Let's say the Edom come and they give Haggadah Seder, so they ask, when did it happen? So they say it happened between 1:30 and 2:30. They don't have to know exactly. They didn't say Drisha Vachakira. So the Gemara says, no, you only expect of the Eidim within reason. So if they say it happened between 1:30 and 2:30, that's considered that they said Be'ez Hashem.
So maybe up by a year is the same thing. And there's certainly there are different ideas to how what the year really should be.
Yeah, but they wrote Lebriyas Olam, and everybody knows what the common practice is, how many years you count Lebriyas Olam. So they wrote 5 years ago.
Maybe if there's a, whatever, Wednesday at the Temple and Toshin Samach Bar, Toshin Samach Bal, it would be the same.
Yeah, by us, we wouldn't be able to say like that. In the days of the Gemara, they used to do Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Hariyah every month. So the Gemara says, until the 15th of the month, a lot of the people won't know when Rosh Chodesh was. By us, we have all the calendars printed in advance. So we wouldn't allow that error. We allow such an error if the 8th said it happened 1 o'clock and it really happened 2 o'clock. So the Gemara says, Adam Toya B'Shachas, Adam Toya B'Shteishos. So whatever is Adam Toya, so the 8th are not expected to give such precision in the Haggadah Seder. As long as it's within an hour and a half or so. As long as it's within a day, within the day of the month. But by us, we have calendars that are printed, so we wouldn't permit that.
So it's still Shambos Ma'im Wednesday with the knife of the 11th.
I think so. So he thought that should be considered, okay, that's Kula number one. We're going to consider it like you get Shambos Ma'im. Because no such date existed. There was no Wednesday, the 10th of El of Tavshin Sama Gimel. So it's like get Shambos Ma'im. What's the difference of get Shambos Ma'im? So that's the Mishnah. So the Rambam says, You have to give another get. You don't say, but ever the get is good. You have to give another get. And even if the woman got married, you still have to give another get. And even if she's living with the second husband, you still have to give another get. But then the Rambam says, if you can't, if it's just impossible, so really, it's good menatar, it's good menarabana, she can remain married to the second husband. So what are you saying? The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam verbatim. So what are you saying? So you're not even saying them in the Rabbana, the get is possible. They never even said... The Mishnah in Yevamah is Daf Lamed. It doesn't sound like it. Mishnah in Yevamah says we call it Sofer Gerushin. What kind of Sofer Gerushin? Because it's a tart to the Sasri. On the level of the Raisa, there was Gerushin. On the level of the Rabban, there was no Gerushin. So since on the one hand, on the other hand, so whenever you have a tart to the Sasri, we treat it like a suffix. So the simple pshat in the Mishnah in Yevamah sounds like, even by the three cases, which are more kal than other cases, even by these three cases, we say that the get was no good from the Rabban, but the Rambam. The Rosh says the Rambam follows the Tshuva's Rav Haigoin. That's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch, that if you're really stuck and you can't get another get, it's good the way it is. So you see them in the Rabbanan, they never even declared. And then the Rambam says that this is true not only by these three. It's true by all the others. There's only one level of Psulim the Rabbanan. Rameh holds there are two levels. There's some are Mamza, some are not Mamza. But once you reach the Rabbanan, so the Gemara wanted to say maybe even according to the Rabbanan, also there are two levels. Some of the Gittin are more Chomer than the three, that's Tetzeh, and the three are going to be Loi Tetzeh. Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion, no, they're all the same, they're all Tetzeh. And the Rav Haigoin says, no, once we pass in La Halacha that the Mishnah is only Aliba the Rav Meir, so we pass in everything is Loi Tetzeh. So the Rambam follows the Rav Haigoin. So he says that everything, all of the Psulim, the Rabbanan, they never even said that it's Pasim Rabbanan. They just required Hatzracha Sagar. So really, Menatara and the Rabbanan, the woman is Megureshes. So that's the shaila. If the woman is Megoresh, is both Menatara and the Rabbanon, does she need Chalitza? Does she need Chalitza? They made a Hatzrach as Haget. They never said the get is possible in the Rabbanon. They just required you should give another get whenever possible. But the husband died, so it's impossible. So do you say, just like we required Hatzrach as get, we should require Hatzrach as Chalitza? But you say, no. They only required Hatzrach as get. If you can't have Hatzrach as get, so it's good the way it is. So Rav Soloveitchik told us that his father wrote a tshuva. It wasn't really his field. His field was to say pilpulim. So he wrote a tshuva and he sent it to another student of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, who is known as Amora HaRoh. I forgot the name. He said some prominent Talmud Chacham. And he was masking with him Lahakam. The Avnei Nezer has such a similar shayla. Also, he has three tshuvas, the Lechel Kasyoyot. Also, about such a funny case. And I think he also has such a swear to say. They only required Hatzrachas get, they wouldn't require Hatzrachas chalitz. And he has Marmikoimus. Abnenez has Marmikoimus from Gemaris. Oh, a lot of Gemaris and Yevamis. A lot of Gemaris with Rishonim.
Eshesach after Mita. What? Eshesach after Mita, meaning for example, someone was Megarish, his brother was Megarish, his wife. Could the other brother marry her?
No, it's still an Issacharis.
It's something Issacharis. Right, so how because they get possibly the Rabbanan would matter to do, it's Chalitza, we're not talking about Chalitza.
The Shabbos, does he have to give chalitza? They say he doesn't even need chalitza. On the level of the Raisa, she's Megureshes, so you don't even need chalitza. Shabbos, on the level of the Rabbana, did they declare that she's not Megureshes? Oh no, they didn't. That's, you see, they never said even with the Rabbana that she's not Megureshes. But the Rabbana, they said, we require another get. We'll live without the other get. If you can't get another get, it'll be good the way it is. So that's the Shaila. If they required Hatzrochas get whenever possible, so maybe they should require after the husband dies, maybe they should require Hatzrochas Chalitza whenever possible.
That is the son of
Kol HaMelech. That what?
It's allowed to marry a Kohen.
No, the Rambam says for sure she's not allowed to marry a Kohen because Menatora, the get, was a get. So Menatora, she's a Grusha. That's for sure not. Menatora, she's a
Grusha. Even one of the Chalitza? Because she can't, how can she be happen?
For sure she can't have Yibum. It's right, a Grusha, so Minatara, it's Grusha Safi. On the level of, that's what Davnei Nezer talks about, Miman of Shach with the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, she's Grusha Safi. So there's an Issa Chorus. On the level of the Raisa, there's nothing. But on the level of the Rabbanon, we should be Machmet to say that she does need Chalitz. So that's what Davnei Nezer juggles with a lot of Mishnais and a lot of Gemaras. How do you deal with the situation? You have many, in Yevamos you have a lot of situations like that, where you have a conflict between a Din D'Oraisa and a Din D'Rabbanan. This is one of the many cases that you have.
Why would the Gemara pick a more typical case? Like the Rambam brings, if the woman lost the get and the Baal is telling that he never divorced her, that it's something egregious. So like a case like that, where it's not, you know, Rabban versus D'Oraisa, which is like a regular case, why wouldn't the Gemara pick a more
why didn't the Mishnah and Yavam is given normal case? Yeah, that's Pashit, that's called Safin Gugureshis. The Mishnah wants to say, even this case is also called Safin Gugureshis. That's normal. The Mishnah wants to say, Achidish. Mom Achidish dictan you. But you said it's certainly true. That's for sure Safin Gugureshis. Like Safin Gugureshis, the Mishnah gave a fairly normal case. Not exactly so normal. Zarek La Kiddush and Safin Karla, Safin Karla. So your case is a normal case. Safin Gugureshis. Yeah.
But if you hold that, if you give one of these kitzum sum and derabanan, and then he dies, and then she doesn't even have to do chalitza. What's the mission Yivam was talking about? That's sefik megureshes. If he gives her one of these kitzum sum and derabanan, then she's considered tzaros erva sefik megureshes. And that would correct all the questions.
I mean, maybe the Mishnah only goes according to Rav Meir, who says that Avlad Mamzer and Teitzer. Maybe you'll have to say like that. I don't know. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, though, I think. that's a very strong question. You have to look. I think it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You have to look.
So how does Evan need to deal with that?
Like, I don't know. We got to look there in the Mishnah whether it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch or not. Maybe the Mishnah only goes according to Rav Meir.
Does Evan need to bring it up? Does he bring it up at all? Does Evan need to bring it up?
I was skimming through the three tshuvas this morning. I don't remember. Got to take a look. I don't remember. I was just entertained by the fact that it wasn't only Rav Moshe Soloveitchik who had such a shaila. The Rav Bitzalah of Peterburger also discussed the same thing. And the Avnei Nezer discussed it with had a correspondence with the Chalkas Yaiv, all machlekes and that. I don't know. So let's see again. What are we talking about here? Peivav and Menalah. Fascinating Mishnah. The three cases are a get is Kashem and Atorah, and it's Pasim and the Rabbonim. What are the three cases? Kasabik Savyada the Ein Olav Eidim. Menatara the get is din. Kosa b'ksav yadai ve'ein olav eidim. Menatara the get is good, and midrabbana the get is no good. So what did you have over here? If you hold like Rav Blazar, Gemara is not sure whether the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, like the Rabbana. That's a different Rav Meir. That's the Rav Meir of Havlad Mamzer. If you're like Rabbi Lozer, you never need Eri Chasima on a get. That's what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Lozer, I'm up Yishan Olav Eidim, Moshe Nesan Olav Kneidim Kosher. So the next line in the Mishnah says, that's not a psula even with the Rabban. So the earlier line is clearly Rab Meir. But we don't know if it's Rab Meir, it's the same person, Rab Meir. It was one person. But he had a lot of different opinions on different things. So the ratio of the Mishnah is clearly Rab Meir who disagrees with Rab Lazar. That's obvious from the Mishnah. It's Rab Meir disagrees with Rab Lazar. Rab Meir holds you need Eidei Chasima Karsi. Without Eidei Chasima, the get is no good. So how does it say Kosa B'Ksav Yodav Ein Olav Eidim? If you hold Eidei Chasima Karsi, you have no Eidei Chasima, so it's no good. So it's no good, period. It's no good min haTorah. How can it be that it's good min haTorah? It's only no good min haRabbanim. It should be no good min haTorah. So Rashi on the Mishnah Peivav has two pshatim. The Bach claims that Rashi only wrote one pshat, and someone smuggled in, the printer smuggled in the Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis and put it into Rashi. Okay. So the Rishonim have two pshat. One is Rashi, one is pseudo Rashi, whatever it is. But in printed in the box on the Rashi and the Mishnah, maybe not both from Rashi, there are two suggestions that Rashi has. So one pshat Rashi gives is that it's a special Gzeres HaKasuv, that a get b'ksav yada is good. It breaks all the rules. The rule should have really been that Eri Chasima Karsi, and if you don't have two Eri Chasima, Rav Meir would say it's absolutely no good min haTorah. But since it says v'kasav lo sefer krisus, the simple reading of the pasuk, so that's a gzeres hakasav. If the husband signs the get, that's good min haTorah. Kiven diksav yodahu v'kasav an osan krinet bei v'afak shas v'kasav an osan krinet bei gzeres hakasav. The question whether Rav Meir would even say it's good if we pass like Rav Loza, Eri Gzira Karsa, we hold, you don't need Eri Chasim at all. But within Rav Meir, if one would hold like Rav Meir, and you would say like this Rashi, it's a Gzeris HaKasa because of an Asan, so what would you say by Shtar Kiddushin? Would it also be good? A man is Mekadosh and Isha, Bishtar, and he doesn't have Eri Chasim assigned on the Shtar. He only has, he signed. So you say the Gzeris HaKasa because of an Asan carries over also to the Kiddush Isha Ide Shtar. But maybe not. Maybe not. The Gemara says, how do you know that such a thing exists? Bechlal, that there's Kiddush Shtar. So the Gemara says, Makesh Havai L'Yitzia. The Pasuk mentions getting married, get divorced, one next to the other. V'nasam v'kassol l'sefi krisis, v'shilcha mitbeisa, v'nasam v'yada, v'shilcha mitbeisa, v'holcha v'hoysa l'ishachar. So v'hoysa, that's Havai, she remarries. And v'kassol l'sefi krisis, he divorced her. So Makesh Havai L'Yitzia, v'yatsa mitbeisa. So that's how you know that Kiddush Ishtar exists. And the Gemara had a suffix in Kiddush and Daf Yud, whether Kiddush Ishtar needs Lishma or not. So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, yes, the Yatzeh V'Hoysa, Makar Shabbai L'Yitzia, not only that Kiddush Ishtar exists, but also needs Ksiv Lishma. So how far do you go? We say, Ein Hekesh L'Machza. This is also Ein Hekesh L'Machza, that you're going to say, because of an Asan, that it's Akzeris HaKasu, because of an Asan. Just like by the get, there's a gzeres hakasav. If the Baal signed it, it's good. So too by Shtar Kiddushin also, if the Baal signs it, it's also good. So that's a question within Rashi, according to this pshat in Rashi. So one pshat in Rashi is that it's based on a gzeres hakasav, and it doesn't apply in any other Shtar. Maybe Shtar Kiddushin, but another Shtar is it really shouldn't make any sense. You always need Eidich HaSimikars. Then Rashi has another pshat, by the tiny letter Aleph of the Bach, that the Bach claims this was lifted from the Tosfos on that Gimel Amud Beis, Laman the Mufila Big Gemara Kereb Meir, the Reish of the Mishnah is Reb Meir. It's Reb Meir who disagrees with Reb Loza. The Gemara wanted to say it's Reb Meir, that usually Avlad Mamza, here ain't Avlad Mamza. That's the whole difference. Why is only three Gittin Psulim? Why Manishtana these three? Why were these three singled out from all the other Psulim? Because these are Kal, the other Psulim, the Rabban and the Avlad Mamza, and here is ain't Avlad Mamza. So Rashi says that there is an opinion that Zetz designed the Mishnah like Rav Meir. It is Rav Meir. It is Rav Meir. It's Rav Meir who disagrees with Rav Loza. The Reish is Rav Meir who holds Eidich Hasima Karsi. So how is it good if it's Kosov it's Sav Yodai? So Rashi says, well, Haidoaz Baldin Kemeo Eidim Domi. Ika Lameim, the answer is the Sav Yodai Kemeo Eidim Domi. Haidoaz Baldin Kemeo Eidim Domi. And what's the other opinion of Rashi that he's not satisfied with that answer? So this opinion of Rashi really has two chidushim. It's based on two assumptions. You can disagree with A or B and they won't have any pshat. Assumption A is that we're talking within Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds Eidich HaSimah Karsi. What is made Eidich HaSimah Karsi? The machlek is Rav Meir Rav Loza, Eidich HaSimah, in a Mesirah Karsi is within a Shtar Kinyan. A Shtar Raya, of course you need Eidich HaSimah. If you don't have Eidich HaSimah, there's no Raya. If you have a Shtar Kinyan, so Rav Meir's opinion is that mechanics, the way the shtar kinyan works is by my giving him a shtar raya that the kinyan took place, that's what causes it to take place. So that's a shtaila, that's a shtaila. What's the definition of a shtar raya? What's the definition of a shtar raya? So we said just 2-3 days ago, we said that the shach and chayshe mishpat quotes a machlekes ha-ga'onim, what the kasabik sav yodo needs kiyum in ha-Torah or mid-rabbonim. We have a lot of coolness in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch because kiyum shtar is lav deraisa. So the shayla is maybe kiyum shtar is lav deraisa. There's only 8 machsumim al ha-shtar. The Gemara said on Gimel Amad Aleph, the reason why kiyum shtar is only mid-rabbonim because kidere shlokish, 8 machsumim al ha-shtar. Is it only Edim, if 2 Edim sign? That's a definition of shtar. Edis biksav midas ha-mischayet. Or would you say raya biksav midas ha-mischayet? What if you have a haidos baldin? Haidos baldin is also kimei edim dami. That's a good raya. But maybe that doesn't constitute a shtar. Maybe shtar is defined like it says in Yirmiyah. For oid all of edim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyah Navi to get signatures. And he says, and he got the people to sign. So maybe it's a special din, a shtar raya is only. It has to be midas ha-mischayet. Maybe it's only Eidus Piksav Midas HaMischayet. So that's a machloikis in Goyim. And the Shach Paskins and Simon Memvob, the Simon about Kim Shtar is, the Shach, not such a long Shach. Shach just gives you a Mar Mekoymus, and he says he thinks that Kim Ashtar is needed Men HaTorah by Kosa Piksav Yor. Al Pidina doesn't have a din of Shtar. The Shtar, the definition of Shtar is Eidus Piksav, not Raya Piksav. So the Pashtus is that these are the two opinions in the Rashi, on Peivav and Men Aleph. The one opinion of Rashi is, that according to Rav Meir, that Edi Chasima Karsi, the way to make a shtar kinyan is by giving a shtar raya, and a shtar raya has to be raya biksav. So Hadoaz Baldin is also good raya. Hadoaz Baldin Kameinadam is also good raya. If you all like the other opinion, if you all the way to Shach Paskins, that the definition of a shtar is edis biksav, so it's not going to help over Eloch Arai Gdoyle Mizu. Ksav yodah kemei edim dami. Ksav yodah kemei edim dami is only, there is no such din. It's haidoah is bal din. If you make a haidoah bal peh, haidoah is bal din kemei edim dami. But biksav, it doesn't have the din of a shtar. If we'll make a kiyum, we'll prove that he made a haidoah is bal din, but it's still not going to be considered a shtar. And Rav Meir's definition of a shtar kinyan is that you give a shtar rai means a edis biksav. So the one pshat in Rashi that it's based on ksav yodah kemei edim dami is assuming number one against the shach. Rashi is assuming that a shtar biksav yodah al pidin has the tokif of a shtar, has the halacha of a shtar. Then he has number two, hadoaz bal din kimeidim domi, that's indeed imominous. The Gemara says on Samach Dalin, hadoaz bal din doesn't apply by getting the kiddushin. What shayach? The Gemara Samach Dalin Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, mamayna shayni. The Gemara quotes the Tosefta in Bava Metzia, about the 9 lines from the top, 8-9 lines. Hadoaz bal din kemeinim domi. The Gemara says, shiny mamid is yaiv lemechila. Hadoaz bal din is only a mamidus. You can't have a hadoaz bal din and get me kiddushin. The Gemara says, so the fairish in kiddushin, dab samachay. The Gemara says, if a man is mekadosh and isha, so we learn out exereshova from the pasuk, kichak, we learn out from the pasuk, dova dova mi mamin, ki motzaba erbas dover. The Gemara says that you need 2 edim lekiyam adover. The Gemara says on dab tzadik amiral, if you learn out dova dova mi mamin, that you need 2 edim. The bir hadover to be mevar that a eshesish was zinso, that a woman is an eshesish, that she's a pnuya meiz bail and so on. You always need a birur, you need 2 edim. The Gemara says in kiddush naf samachem beis that from the same zereshav a dova dova mimamim we establish a requirement for edus lakim hadover. That's what the Rashboy asks Akasha there, and we still don't know adayamizah. We don't know what the answer is. How can you learn that dova dova mimamim that you need edus lakim hadover by gid mikiddushin just like you need. By Mammon, you don't need Eidus Lekim HaDovah. So you're learning out, how can you learn out Dovah? Mammon does need Eidus Lekim HaDovah. Mar said, Beferish on that Dov. When you do a business transaction and witnesses were not watching, so the Gemara says, the Eidim are only needed Lebir HaDovah. Liri Sahadi Ala Leshakri. Eidim are only needed. Someone's going to be Meshaker. If everybody tells the truth, so the Kinyon HaMachal, without any aid. So we're not sure exactly, the Rashba asks the Kasha, we're not sure exactly what the answer is. Everybody breaks their heads on that Kasha. But that's what the Gemara says, that you need Eidus Lekim HaDovah Bagit Mekidushin. So then the Gemara asks, why do you have to have 2 living people? Let's say you have Eidus Lekim HaDovah by the wedding, and they're living happily ever after, and then after 40 years, the Eidim die. So the marriage disappears. No, as long as they had Eidus L'Kim Adover at that time, even if the Eidim died, it's still good. So what if you had, why do you have to have two Eidim L'Kim Adover? The Chasen Kala can make a Hedos Baldin later. So since when he gave the ring, so when he gave the get, the husband and the wife were watching, so they could have made a Hedos Baldin later on. So let the Hedos Baldin be good L'Kim Adover. I later on, someone's going to be Makhish, what do you do if the Eidim die? So the Gemara asks, let's allow Hadoas Baldin L'Kim Adover. So why do you have to have two Eidim? So the Gemara says, no, the concept of Hadoas Baldin doesn't apply by Gitim Gedushin because Chav Lachrinim. That was the Gemara that someone asked the Kasha, how can you say the Gemara says in Bab Mitzi in the end of the first Perek that Hadoas Baldin Chav Lachrinim is only no good mid the Rabbanim because Chashina L'Kinunya. And here the Gemara seems to say Hadoas Baldin Chav Lachrinim is no good mid HaTorah. Not only no good mid Rabbanim. So that's what we said over the Teretz from Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, from Rab Chaim Shmuel Levitz, and Rab Shimon Shkov. They all say the same thing. The Gemara didn't mean in Kiddush Nav Samachay, the Gemara didn't mean Hoidos Baldin Chav Lachminim. What I just said, there's no concept of Baldin in Gitmi Kiddushin. Baldin is only a terminology that applies in Didim Amenis. That's what the Gemara says, Samach Dalet. The Brisa, the Tosef Din Bav Metzia, that says Hoidos Baldin Kamein Adam, he had a Milila Mamayna. But he's the nitan lemechila, so then you can say hadas baldin. I'm a balabas to admit that I owe you the money. I can be mevater on my money. I can give you my money. But in gitmi kedushin, there is no such thing as hadas baldin. So what is Rashi talking about in peivav and aleph? According to the one pshat, Rashi says that the shtar b'ksav yodoi has the status of shtar. You don't need a new zeres hakosav v'kosav. No, it's not a new din. A yoytzim enakom. No, it's a regular din. The regular din, it's a regular shtar because Hadoas Baldin is Kamei Eidim Dami. So first of all, Rashi is assuming that it has the status of a shtar against the Shach, Halacha L'Maaseh. Rashi has the right to disagree with the Shach. Okay? So Rashi holds, Rashi died before the Shach was born. He preceded the Shach. Okay. So Rashi holds that a shtar b'ksav yad has a din of a shtar. Otherwise, how is it good for a get? A get has to be a shtar. So first of all, Rashi holds that a definition of a shtar raya is not edus b'ksav, it's raya b'ksav. Raya of Hadas Baldin also has the status of a shtar. And secondly, Rashi is assuming that Hadas Baldin k'meid and dami works by gitmi kiddushin. How is that possible? The Gemara said b'feirish that chav lachmeniyah doesn't work. So b'hechreach, what you have to say is, if I'm not mistaken, I think one of the Rishonim has it. I have to take a look. I think there is a Sefer Chidushi Aran on Gittin. I have to take a look. I seem to remember vaguely that maybe it says it there. So you see from Rashi, even though we don't consider the husband as a Baldin to make a Hedoas Baldin for the Eidus L'Kim Adover, but since he is a Baldin for the purpose of Ksivas Hashtar, how do you write a shtar? How do you ever write a shtar in general? So there's one root, a ma'aser bezdin, a shtar ma'aser bezdin. Bezdin has the right to authorize writing a shtar. That's one root. But that's irregular. The normal shtar, you have a shtar ritmi das ha'mischayev. Das ha'mischayev is the same as Hadoas Baldin. Who is the das ha'mischayev? The loiva tells the edim, write a shtar that I owe money to the malve. The moicher says, write a shtar that I already sold the karka to the lekech, that I gave the karka away from matana to lekech. So the das hamaschayv in authorizing writing a mishtar is always the hoidos baldin. So when a get tiksivas haget, the halacha considers the husband as a das hamaschayv. He has the right to authorize. That's the only way to write a get. The husband has to authorize tiksivas haget. So when a get tiksivas haget, we consider him the das hamaschayv. So Rashi says das hamaschayv is another language. It's another way of saying hoidos baldin. Hoidos baldin with respect to the authoring the get, with respect to writing the get, the husband is considered a das hamischayev. Otherwise, the get wouldn't get off the ground. If he's not a hoidos baldin, so you can't call him a das hamischayev. That Gemara is talking not with respect. A man is mekadosh and isha, so he and she are both watching. So the Gemara asks in kiddush and daf samachay, let's say hoidos baldin k'meir and dami should serve as edus l'kim adol. You're not talking about a shtar over there, but here Rashi is talking about writing a shtar. So since the Torah does authorize the husband to write the shtar for the purpose of gerushin, so the Torah declares that the husband is the das hamischayev. Das hamischayev is haynu hach with hoidos baldin.
The das. She would be miskadeshes with the shtar. She would write it. She is the das hamischayev.
The isha is not considered the das hamischayev.
Well,
we consider the Baal, the Das, the Chasen, is considered Das HaMeschayev. It should have been the Isha. When he gives a get, he's giving her away. When she's getting married, she's giving herself over to him. So one should have said that the Isha is the Das HaMeschayev. But the din is the Isha doesn't write. If I give away my house to someone else, I'm the Das HaMeschayev. But if she gives herself over, she gives herself over to the husband, or the father gives his daughter over to the husband, you don't say that the father of the girl or the girl authorizes the writing of the shtar kiddush. The Baal, the chasen, has to authorize it. That's the pasuk ki ikach v'lo ki silokach. That's what the Nadi Yehuda has a tshuva. Avner Miloim quotes this a lot. So Rav Soloveitchik liked this Nadi Yehuda. Avner Miloim quotes the Nadi Yehuda. If a cotton before bar mitzvah picks up an aveda, don't shall hefker. So the Gemara says mitzias cotton is only koine midirabbanim if nei dakir shalom. When I told the cotton is not koine, so Talmud Chacham who sees the kid pick up the diamond ring shall hefker can go over and tell the kid, give me that ring. You weren't koine, I want to be koine. So the kid's father is going to come and stock him in the face. Going to make a whole war. They're going to kill each other. So the Mishnah says, "Mipnei Dakir Shalom, Mishnah Gitnim, Perakan Hazon." Mipnei Dakir Shalom, you're not allowed to take away the Metzias Cotton. So Taisa says, Metzias Cotton has been the Rabbanon because the cotton is a Labar Das, and there's no Das Acheres Makna. So to make a Kenyan, you need Das Kaina. But whenever you have Das Acheres Makna, giving a Matana to the cotton, then there's two opinions in Taisa, and we pass in the Chesh Mishpot that the cotton is Kaina Menator. With Das Acheres Makna, if a Godel gives a gift to the cotton, so the cotton is kind of out there. That's a taisis, a big taisis in Sanhedrin, daf samaches on the base. So whenever you have das acheres makna, so the cotton is kind of out there. So that's the Nadi Bihuri asked the kasha. Why does it say in the Mishnayis that a cotton can't be married menatoira? But if he marries a girl who's bas mitzvah, she's younger than him. She's 12, and he's 12 and a half. So the boy is older than the girl, but she's bas mitzvah already. He's a cotton. So if she gives herself over to the boy, so there's a das acheres makna. So why can't the cotton have kiddushim min haTorah? So that's the Nadi Yehuda's kasha. The Avner Miloim quotes it. Say, so the Teretz says no. The pasuk says ki ikach ish isha. The Gemara has a drash in the first perek in kiddushim ki ikach v'lo kisilocha. What does it mean? The kiddushim is done by the ish, by the chasen, by the baal. The kiddushim is not done by the ish. It's not considered das acheres makna. The husband is considered the das hamischayev by the kiddushim. The Das HaBal does the Kiddushin. It can't be Mekadosh and Isha Bal Karcha, but it's not that the Das HaIsha creates the Kiddushin. The Das HaBal creates the Kiddushin.
So, if a father is Mekadosh and Isha to a but if it is, would that be Kiddushin Mekadosh?
No, because the father also, just like the girl's Das doesn't create Kiddushin, the father's Das doesn't create Kiddushin. The girl agrees to marry the boy, then the boy does the kiddushin. The father agrees to give his daughter over to this man, so the man has to do the kiddushin. The father just has to be maskim, but then the baal always has to do the kiddushin.
So there would be no case by kiddushin where Ksav Yod would help?
If the baal writes the Ksav Yod.
The baal would write it.
Why is it fact?
The Gemara is only talking about the Shtar. Can you guess it?
Okay. That'll be good. Edis l'kiyuma, though. So these are the two pshatim in Rashi. The Reisha, the Mishnah, clearly is Reb Meir. The Gemara has 2 days, whether it goes like Reb Meir who holds up Lad Mamzer, the other Reb Meir, but it's clearly Reb Meir who holds Edi Chasima Karasi, because the Mishnah fears us, our blazer, Mach Bishain Olav Edim is good. Edim is Sirakasi. So the Reisha is that Reb Meir, that Edi Chasima Karasi. So that's where Rashi breaks his head. So what's Kosev Iksav Yodav Ein Olav Edim? Ein Olav Edim should be no good men at Torah. Why do you say it's good men at Torah? So Rashi came up with the two suggestions. One suggestion is Akzeris HaKosev Kosev and Asim Krinevei. The other pshat is no. That Hoidoa is Baldin, Ksav Yoda Kamei Edim Domi.
So that's in terms of
Edim
Israel, Mishnah Torah, Ksav Yoda Kamei Edim a lot of times it's like
Tanim
will sell Arba
Minim.
How does that work? Is it a similar concept?
No, that's a problem. That's not a problem. A cotton who is a Yasim has Mekach HaMemka Midi Rabbanim. Mishum Kedei Chayev and Metaltalim. Most of the kids are selling Dalim Minim are not Yasim. They have parents. There's no takana drabban. So if the first day of Yontif is Shabbos and you only need Shalachem for Yontif Sheni, Neretzel, they don't need Shalachem, only the first day. So if they have B'nai Chut, we need Shalachem the first 2 days. So the second day of Sukkot and Chutzli, you only need Shalachem and the Rabbanim. Some Acharonim say that when you only need Shalachem and the Rabbanim, then the cotton can't be makna. But there's also a problem. Cotton can only be makna if he's a Yosin. If he's a Yosin, Mishum Kedechai. If he has parents, there's no Takona the Rabbanim. So sure it's a problem. Sure, it's a problem.
Maybe it's like a tefter, meaning when you give the money, the owner is being mafker and you just pick it up.
I don't know who owns these aravas that they're selling. It belongs to them or
that belongs to the cotton. No, the cotton's probably just like whatever. You pay minimum wage.
He's a salesman.
Or lower.
Really belongs to someone else, so you don't even need the cotton.
I don't know how cotton gets a couple thousand strokes.
Okay, so it belongs to someone else.
I would assume.
So it belongs to someone else. So the salesman can even be a guy. So there's no problem. I'll make a Kenyan. Could be. Yeah. So what are the three cases in the Mishnah? The one case was Kasvik Sad Yadavain Olavadim. So Rashi has two suggestions. Another suggestion, Yesh Olavadim, that's not a problem. The Imbozman. That's a get Imbozman. That's the Gemara Yud Zayin and Alpim. If they man tikkens man begitten. But the Rabbanan needs man. If he didn't write man. So they declared that a get shemos man is possible with the Rabbanon, however you'll word it. Hitzvichu get orapam. So the Mishnah says, Eimbos man is a din de Rabbanon. And the third din is a whole asik in the Gemara. The third case in the Mishnah, that it's possible with the Rabbanon, but it's a low level psul, not as bad as the others here. For sure it's not ablaman. The third case is, Yesh bo zman ve'eimbo elo eid echot. The Tanakhama here is Reb Meir who holds Eid Hasima Karsi. If you only have Eid Echod, so it's nothing with nothing. So let it be Pasul Menatar. So the Gemara has two pshat and what it goes on. Does it go B'Ksav Yodav Eid Echod? Or it goes K'sav Seifer Eid Echod? So the Gemara explains why in the world should the third get be Kosh Menatar? If it only has Eid Echod, the way it says in the Mishnah, that's Pasul Menatar. If you hold like Reb Meir, that Eidich Hasima Karsi, you need Eidich Hasima Leikuva, you only have Eid Echot, so that's a get that possum and other. So the Gemara says the third case in the Mishnah either goes, it's Ksav Yado, so it's good even without the Eid Echot. So what do you need the Eid Echot for? Even with the Eid Echot, it's still possum with the Rabban. It's still possum Rabban. Or it goes, not be Ksav Yado, it goes, it's Ksav Sefer the Eid Echot. And Minator the Ksav Sefer is good, but the Rabban and Ksav Sefer doesn't count. Okay. That one? Yeah. I mean the Goyim Sheberif. The Rif on Peivov quoted the Tshuvas HaGoyim, Rav HaGoyim, that Get Be'ed Echad is Mezuyif Mitoicha. It's a Psul Deraisa. Huh? Rabbein Avigdor was a different thing. Rabbein Avigdor is one who said that whenever there's Akhoshas Aloyvi, you need Kiyam and Atoira. That was Rabbein Avigdor. But this, the Goyim Sheberif says, Eid Echod is a psul deraisa because Mizuif Mitoch. Yeah, the simple Mishnah is against him. Yeah, the simple, like the Rif. The Rif disagrees. So we pass on like Rab Lozer. The Lord just has a machlekes on Amid Beis, on Peivav Amid Beis, but the halacha ke Rab Lozer only be gitten, halacha ke Rab Lozer even be shar shtoris. We pass on Rab Lozer only by getting shor, but by other shtori mammon. Even though the shtar is only lekinyan, maybe Rab Lozer will agree that an essential part of the business world is that you got to have a raya. By the get, the man gave his wife a get, so she's begereshed. How's she going to prove? She'll be live on the Eidi Chasim. She'll rely on the Eidi Mesir. The Eidi Mesir will come and testify. It's not a smart thing to rely on the Eidi Mesir. They can die, they can move to Medina Zayam. But it's good. But maybe Rab Lozer will agree. Maybe we should pass him like Rab Lozer only be gitten. Maybe Bishar Shtaris, we should not pass on like Rab Lozer because Bishar Shtari Mamen, it's crucial to the world of business that everyone should have a rise. And maybe there we wouldn't allow a Shtar Kinyan with Eide Mesire where there's no right. So that's one opinion. The Gemara quotes many Amaroim like that. Allah Rab Lozer begit not Bishar Shtaris, many Amaroim. And then the Gemara comes to the conclusion, not so. We pass on Allah Rab Lozer begit all Bishar Shtaris by all Shtari Kinyan. By Shtari Raya, there never was a machlekes. Not Shach to have a machlekes by Shtari Raya. Everyone agrees that you have to have Eidi Chasima. But by Shtori Kinyan, we pass on Allah and Krablos and Baby Git and Baby Mishar Shtori. That's the Taisis and Dal Adam and Aleph. The Gemara says, the Kaimal on Allah and Krablos and Baby Git in. That's the Lashon HaGemara and Dal Adam and Aleph. The Kaimal on Allah and Krablos and Baby Git in. That's the Dibra Maskal of the Taisis. The Kaimal on Allah and Krablos and Baby Git in. That terminology and Pevavam and Beis means Allah and Krablos and Baby Git in Allah Bishar Shtori. So is that what it means on Dal Adam and Aleph? The Taisis says, no, that's not what it means here. There on Pevavam and Beis, that's the whole Nakuda that they're fighting about. Is Halacha Kerablaza Begitten only, or is Halacha Kerablaza Afila B'Shar Shtaris? But on Dal Adam and Aleph, the Gemara just meant innocently Halacha Kerablaza Begitten, but who had the name the Shar Shtaris? How did they know that that's true? So they proved it from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ahu Matanto, there was a Shtar Matone, and by mistake they had two brothers-in-law. It was Rishon Merishon with two Balkish. They had two brothers-in-law sign on the Shtar Matone. And then they said, give it over in the presence of Eidim Mitzir, because Halacha Kerablaza B'Shar Shtaris. Then they said, it doesn't work, because Mizuyif Mitoichar. And the Mizuyif Mitoichar Kroivim passes even by Shtari Mamet. That's what we mentioned yesterday. Mizuyif Mitoichar Goyim, Eidim Achsumim Agoyim, that the Gemara says later, that Mizuyif Mitoichar only passes the Get Isha or B'Shtar Sheikh or Rebbe Knaini. Mizuyif Mitoichar Goyim doesn't pass B'Shar Shtaris, but the Mizuyif Mitoichar Kroivim passes even B'Shar Shtaris. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So we pass on Allah and Kablos that they may get in the same as our stars. By what? Yeah.
Because we don't care what we say about it, so she thinks she's in a Kadesh.
Right.
Would we have the same
Svara? Kroivim, yeah. Kroivim. I think so. Kroivim would be.
If we're not worried about Kusha, why are we worried about the
Fana? I don't know.
It says we're worried. Why are you worried
about it? I don't know. See here.
It's not just Tosos who says we pass him like a buzzer of a Shar Staris. Doesn't the Rif say that?
Okay, yeah. So here, the Gemara in Pevav Amibes has a machloikas amarayim. How far do we pass like Rav Blaza? Do we say halachic Rav Blaza only begitten or even b'shar shtaris? Rav Blaza himself for sure says, we're only Rav Blaza tarti komar. The Gemara says, take a look on Pevav Amibes. They have the caption right in the middle of the Amid Beis. It says Rav Blaza Reimer Afal Pi Lohi Alavedim Al Shemesar Lebifnei. So they quote Rav Blaza Shita from the Mishnah. So the Gemara has a Machloikas Samaraim. How far do we pass like Rav Blaza? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? How can you say Rav Sava B'Shtoris Loi? How can it be a Machloikas Rav Shmuel? Whether Allah and Rav Blaza only be Gittin or even Mishar Shtoris? But the Mishnah says Beferish. Rav Sava B'Shtoris Loi Haptani. It says in the Mishnah, Rav Blaza says V'Gavim Menachasim Mishabadim. He says Rav Blaza says it's good for Shtori Halvoya. Eidim Mitzirah Kais is good for Shtori Halvoya. So see, he's talking about Shar Shtoris. So how can there be a Machlekes Rav Shmuel but Allah and Rav Blaza B'Shar Shtoris? The Gemara says Rav Blaza himself Taka said Tarti. Rav Blaza, how does the Gemara answer? Rav Blaza Tarti Omer. Rav Blaza said Tudin. Rav Sava Kavase Bechada, Palagalei Bechada. Rav holds that we should only pass on Rav Blaza Begitten. We shouldn't accept the second half of Rav Blaza. But Rav Blaza himself says that Bein Begitten, Bein Mishar Shtaris. Where did they see from the statement of Rav Blaza in the Mishnah on Pevav and Aleph that he even says it by Shtori Mamet? Because he says V'goive Minachase Mishabadim. So how did the Gemara translate the words V'goive Minachase Mishabadim? So Rashi had two pshatim on Gimel Amud Beis. And Rashi has the same two pshatim on the Mishnah. It's a pella. How can you? Rashi and Gimel and Beis had two ways to translate the Mishnah. The goyve menachasim mishabadim means if the loyve gave the malve shtar halvoy without edi chasima in the presence of edi mesira, so it's a shtar kinyan to be koyne shiva nechasim, and it's not gitten. So Rav Blaza holds goyve menachasim mishabadim, and milde the shtar is a shtar kinyan to be koyne shibudim. We said there's a machlekes harishanim over here. The halacha that a milvah b'shtar collects from the chasim mishabadim, the milvah b'alpeh only collects from the chasim b'necharin. How does that work? Is it that the shtar serves as a shtar kinyan, like karkas niknas b'kesef b'shtar b'chazaka? So the shtar halva is a shtar kinyan to be kind of shibin nechosin. Shibin nechosin is a kinyan lachatzayin in the karkoyas of the loiva. The malva is kind of a kinyan in the karkoyas of the loiva with respect to gviya. Is that the way shtar halva works? The shtar is a shtar kinyan to be kind of the shibin nechosin. But they say no, liyolam the matnamois, the halva should have created the shibin nechosin. But the chachamim said it's going to be upsetted the lekuchas. Because man the Yosef, but Sina Yosef, people borrow money, they don't want everybody to know. So it's going to be Leis Leikola. Milbal Peh is going to be Leis Leikola. So it's going to be upset at the Lekucha, so you're going to wreak havoc in the world of real estate. So they made a Takana the Rabbanon that you don't collect from the Chosim Mishabadim. But if you have a Milba Bishtar, it's going to be Leis Leikola. So then we say that the Matamois, the Halvoa, creates the Shim Lechosim, not that the Shtar is a Shtakin. So this was the fundamental Machlokes of Rishonim. Does it make sense to say that when the loive gives the malva shtar halvoya in the presence of Eidei Mesira, the no Eidei Chasima gives in the presence of Eidei Mesira, is that a shtar kinyan to be kind of the Shiba Nechasim? And a shtar kinyan is a machalegis or a mayor of Loza, so we pass on like Rav Loza, so it's Gavim and Nechasim and Shabbat. Might say, no, that's not a shtar kinyan, that's a shtar raya. You can't have a machalegis, a shtar raya. Everybody agrees that you need Eidei Chasima. If you don't have Eidei Chasima, it's not a shtar raya, it's Leis Leikola. Of course you need Eidei Chasim. So how do you translate the words in the Mishnah? So Rashi gave a different pshat. Rashi said if the husband doesn't go, the Mishnah doesn't go on a shtar halva that was given in the presence of Eidei Mesira. Mishnah goes, the man gave his wife a get in the presence of Eidei Mesira, so she can collect the ksubah, because when she got married 25 years ago, he gave her a ksubah, he made a shibin nechasim then. It doesn't go on giving a shtar halvoa in the presence. Govern nechasim shabadim, because the Mishnah says in Ksubah, so tzia get veinim aksuba, govern nechasim shabadim. So Rashi on Gimel Amud Beis gives it to Pshatim. The Gemara on Peh Vav Amud Beis says beferish. There are not two ways to read. The Gemara said beferish. Don't you see from the Mishnah, how can Rav say, halacha k'rab lozer only begitnam loy b'shar shtaris, v'rav sovet b'shtaris loy, but it's against the Mishnah, v'haktani gavim enachasim mishubadim. So the Gemara is the Farish. The Gemara understood the gavim enachasim, it goes on a shtar halvoy, it doesn't go on a get. It goes on a shtar halvoy, there's no two ways to read the Gemara. The Gemara says, you're right, Rav Loza tarti yom, Rav Loza says both. Eidei Mesira karseh by get and by shar shtaris. Rav holds, we only pass in half like Rav Loza. So that's what Tosfos says. On Gimel Amud Beis, Tosfos said, how can Rashi give two interpretations? It's a Beferish Gemara and Peh Vav Amud Beis. But Tosfos doesn't say, Tosfos says, Kire Mashma. It's not Mashma, it's Lehedya, it's black and white. And the Pela, Gabi Pela, is that Rashi and Peh Vav Amud Beis, and the Gemara gives the Tupshot. How can you say and Peh Vav Amud Beis and Tupshot, but Beferish in the Gemara? I don't know, but maybe they had a different gears. But that's what Tosfos says. The way it says in Agimara, so it's beferish that shtari halvoa with respect to creating shibin nechasim is considered a shtar kinyan, and Rav Loza's shita will apply if you paskan halacha k'Rav Loza bein migit mei mishar shtaris. So we're paskan like that. So this is what our Tosfos says. And then the Shiva Sion, we mentioned the other day, Rav Nodi Behuda's son has a children Shiva Sion about this topic. So he says if you take a look in the Tosfos on the bottom of Chofam and Beis, the last Tosfos, they contradict this Tosfos. Rabbi Chana Basman also has like that in his Oris on Baba Basra. The Tosfos on Chof Amud Beis. Maybe we'll start from this tomorrow. Okay, it's late.